much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
This could be arguably the most important day of your life. Don't be nervous. Don't be boring. And don't forget the words.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Ringo for president.
I got to ask some supporters of all that. How's that hopey changey stuff working out for you?
I'm sorry, is this a press conference?
I just want you guys to know I feel for you, man. I did it when I was a freshman, and you'll do it when you're a senior. But you're doing good. Now fry like bacon, you little freshman piggies! Fry! Fry!
Well, you know, you're
hippies. I mean, period. Hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it till I die. Hippies.
No one has the right to subject listeners to vulgarity of any nature, and profanity is strictly forbidden. Remember that there are many young people operating radios under the guidance of their parents.
Well, I think we all can agree on the fact that you.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I love Jesus, but I drink a little.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What are you talking about?
Roll another one.
There we go. All right. Good sound. Good sound.
Just like the other one.
Please, Kevin, not in the face.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Yeah, I don't know what, but just got an erection.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, Dick.
Holy mackerel.
Roll another one.
Lubbock, Texas. Hello.
Just like the other one.
At the end of it all, I'm kind of a douchebag.
This one seems to be about to end.
I'd love to get a copy of
it. I don't have another cent.
That's easy for you to say.
No, it wasn't. I struggled through that sentence.
But I won't guard that joint.
I drink your milkshake.
Just pass it around.
Honey, I'm going to need to change my pants.
But I won't guard that joint, my friend.
Open wide for Chunky.
And now...
Yes, I have a question for Captain Kirk. In that episode where you drown your wife, why are you so fat?
Our feature presentation.
And now, a moment with Kevin and Bean.
What it is an answering machine that you can pick up and dial us 24 hours a day at 323-520-10... Wait, I have the wrong number wrong,
did
I?
Yes, you do.
What is the number?
It's 323-520...
AFRO.
Okay.
Hence
the
name AFRO.
What just happened?
That was a moment with Kevin and Bean.
That's a way to start, I think.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, we're going to take your telephone calls for the Friday edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. 1-800-520-1067, if that's in fact the number, if I have the number correct. That's the number that you call to get on the air to win a prize for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. I hate to bum everybody out on a Friday, especially on a... You know, start of the winter games. People are excited about that.
I know what this is.
Yeah, I don't, but I'm going to suggest he does not hate to bum people out.
I definitely hate to bum people out. And Lisa, you know why it's a miracle that I even showed up for work today.
I knew when I heard it this morning that this would happen. That's what I knew. You go ahead, mister.
Walter Frederick Morrison has died, Kevin.
Nope.
He has. He, in 1957, invented a little something called the Pluto Platter that caught on and caught on fast. The Whammo Corporation bought it from him, changed its name, and sold more than 200 million Frisbees, ladies and gentlemen. The Frisbee creator is dead.
Wow, are you stupid.
I want you to join him. See, I'd like you to meet him right away.
If you'd heard this morning, would you not know?
Yeah.
And then when they said Pluto Platter, I'm like, oh, dear God.
He's 90.
Yeah, don't care.
He's dead. What are we going to do now?
He's
what
if 90. He was of course what he's
if
dead.
What if he was this close to inventing the next great thing?
Is he taking all Frisbees with him to the grave?
No, they still,
then we'll
they
be
still
fine.
Make Frisbees.
We'll be fine.
But I'm just saying, you don't cut down a great talent like that and not wonder what could have been. I mean, if he had just a few more years, who knows if he hasn't had a good idea since 1957. Maybe this was the year. Maybe 2010 was the year that inspiration was going to strike again.
No, that
and
makes
who
sense.
Who knows what he could have come up with?
That makes sense over 50 years later that he's getting a hit with another one. Yeah. Not in between, but 50 years later.
You don't even know, man.
I do know. And I'm telling you right now, he gave us what he had and could have died a long time ago.
I'm bummed down. I just want you to know. We're losing all the greats. That's what I'm saying. There's very few that you can really look up to anymore that are still alive.
Yeah, like that SpaghettiO guy died.
Yeah, SpaghettiO guy. Exactly.
I mean, think about that.
Here's the beautiful thing about interpreting the Kevin and Bean show. If there's taps and there's somebody that's very sad about something that's Bean, you know that the higher level of sadness and the more production and the more description that goes into it, the more tiny insignificant it's going to be.
Right, you can go to the bathroom at that point.
Yeah.
You're not going to miss a thing.
You'll come back. You'll hear what it is, and you go, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
I got to tell you, I was a little bit worried yesterday, A, because I admire him personally, but B, because if President Clinton had died, as we feared, you know, when we heard he was in the hospital, the heart and blah, 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 I thought, well, now what's this do to Morrison? What does this knock him right off the front pages? The Pluto guy, you know, the Pluto platter guy who invented the Frisbee, now he barely gets a mention if President Clinton dies yesterday. So I was happy to see it worked out the way it did. So Mr. Morrison gets his due. I'm just saying.
Okay. Shut up!
All right. 1-800-520-1067. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Once again today, it's a copy of EA's newest video game. It is called Dante's Inferno. It is out and available now in stores everywhere. That's your prize for getting on the air. Why don't we start with Greg, who sounds like he's got some drama in his life on line 3, and find out what's going on. Hey, Greg, thanks for dialing in. What it do?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So, Tuesday, mid-morning, I have a job interview. I've been looking for a new job for a while. And I'm in there talking to the boss, and things are going good, I think. And the fear hit.
No, you don't want that job interview.
In the middle of a job interview. So, needless to say, I basically must excuse myself. I get up, dart around, looking for the closest bathroom I can find. I get in there. I take care of my business. I'm in there for probably like 10 minutes.
Oh, man. I step
out of the bathroom. There's a small crowd of people kind of waiting for me to come out, it seems.
Wow, you must have been doing some fireworks in there.
Yeah, basically. And to my horrible surprise, when the door closes behind me, I realize I was in the women's bathroom.
Oh, you're not
the fear.
Yeah.
But you had the fear. Do they understand that?
Yeah, you know, I hope they do, but needless to say, I didn't get the job, or I don't think so.
That job is gone.
Look, it wasn't your fault. It was horrible timing, but you can't explain before you've even been hired, hey, I have the fear. There's no way to have that conversation with anybody.
Or I'm in the girls' bathroom, exactly. Right. I mean, you get the job, then you go in the girls' bathroom.
Exactly.
Because it's way cleaner than the guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, me too.
Happens. Next time, just do it right there in the office.
Hey. That's a good idea.
Right during the interview. Good luck.
All right, let's try Josh. He's got a potential scandal for us on line 1 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Josh. Thanks for calling. What it do?
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
The greatest thing. I'm driving to work this morning. I listen to the news as I come in and stuff. And turns out,
you hear about the guy who invented the Frisbee?
Shut up.
What? I'm just saying.
Yeah, stop talking.
In the Pluto platter.
Exactly.
But no, a retired Riverside police chief is driving down the road, either drunk or intoxicated, hits a telephone pole, hits a fire hydrant, eventually gets pulled over by his, like, Riverside police, right?
Right.
They just write him a little ticket.
Right.
Send him on his way.
DUI, you mean?
No. They check the box that says he's been drinking, but they don't administer a sobriety test to him.
Yeah.
They don't take him in. They don't do any of that. And it's just amazing.
That doesn't anger me.
It doesn't?
No. Well, I mean...
It doesn't surprise you.
It doesn't anger me either.
I recognize that it should anger me, but, you know, if you're a former police chief...
He was. He was
current police chief.
Today he's a former police
chief. That's the way it works.
He retired.
Oh, did he?
Oh, is that what it is?
He retired. Yeah, I heard that this morning.
I mean, I just think that's the way it works.
Wait a second. What, I mean, he was driving drunk at the time?
Well, he says he was under the influence of prescription drugs.
Which is the same as a DUI.
Yeah.
Yes, you can get a DUI for that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to think, and I don't know anything about this story beyond what you've told us here, Josh, I'd like to think that if the guy looked like he was seriously going to present a danger to others on the road, if he got back behind the wheel, that they would have hauled him in. Police chief or not, just because, you know, that could
like
go so horribly
that.
Wrong.
Yeah,
you'd like to think
happened.
That, but that would never happen, I don't think. I think mostly what would happen is they would call somebody else to come take him home.
Right.
Well, I hope that's what they did, rather than just put him back in the car and send him on his way if he was so drunk that he literally could kill someone.
Yeah, you get back behind the wheel and you be more careful now that you're drunk.
But he already hit a pole and a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Good times. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Josh.
Diego, line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Diego. What'd it do?
How's everybody?
Good.
Hi.
Good.
I'm in a little situation. I've been dating this one girl for like 2 years already.
Mm-hmm.
And
send her flowers.
1-800-PLO-FLOWERS. Use Lisa May as your code word.
I mean, but I've also been seeing my girlfriend's mom. And
whoa, hold on. Hold on just a minute. You've been dating a girl for 2 years, and you've been dating that girl's mom.
For how long?
For how long have you been dating mom?
Just recently, maybe like about 2 months.
2 months.
And I think dating is probably not the word.
There's also something that's bothering me. I think they both know, and I think they don't mind. I'm just not quite
sure. Best case scenario.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I don't either. I wouldn't count on that. You may hope to be seeing those signals. They don't both know and don't care. I'm telling you right now, that's extremely unlikely.
Well, it looks like they're playing because recently the daughter...
Yeah, they're playing you, Diego.
That's what I mean. I'm trying to find out.
If they want to play that party, you let them play. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it right now, but I'm afraid I'm going to get bit in the butt later on.
Well, you are. No question.
You're driving a beautiful, fast car right now and having the time of your life because you don't realize you're going off a cliff, my friend.
On the wrong way on the freeway.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's your questions?
Well, my question is if I should continue seeing the mob.
Yes, you should. You should continue seeing both.
If you don't care about either one of them.
Well, I like what the mom shows me.
Yeah, sure.
More than I do the daughter.
Listen, dude, the mom is the answer. Keep it up. I mean, let's face it. It's going to come out eventually that you were having a relationship with her mom for 2 months. That's going to doom you anyway.
Yeah.
So you're doomed.
Both these relationships are going to be over with.
You're doomed.
May as
so
well enjoy them.
Get what you can out of it.
Just enjoy it. Then,
that's
right?
What I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Right,
and don't get killed.
How about that?
Wow. That could happen.
Okay. Well, that's a positive note to leave it on.
We have all the answers. Most people don't ask, and those that do ask don't listen. It's a shame. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
We have a BS astrologist on the program today named Susan Miller. I don't believe in it. Bean doesn't believe in it.
A lot of people do.
Not even a little bit.
A lot of people do, though, and they call in. They want to know what's going to happen in the future. So,
I mean, on its face, if you're born February 12th versus being born March 5th, if they happen to fall in different signs, is your entire life going to be different because of that difference?
Yes.
Well, no.
Guy who doesn't know anything about this.
I'm just, how stupid is this?
Well,
and why do people believe it?
I think people believe it because they just want some kind of sense or some kind of
control
idea that the life is controlled and it's going the direction they want because they fool themselves into thinking they can get it this way.
Right.
But all you have to do is follow astrology for a week and you'll realize that it's wrong more than it's right, and that should be the end of it.
Yeah, well.
There's nothing else in your life that you go, well, this fails 90% of the time. I'm going to keep it up.
You and I agree. But our listeners do not, so we're going to have her in. Mm-hmm. Adam Carolla. He'll be in the studio today as it is Friday. We have some live music, the Dirty Heads featuring
Rome.
How about that? Going to be performing live. We're excited about that. I don't know if you saw this story, but the world's fattest man is giving diet tips.
Well, all right.
World's fattest man giving diet tips. Too good to be true, right?
Yeah.
Can't be possible. Is. Movie beat because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we have your final tickets for tonight's Kevin and Bean Last Call Singles Party.
That's tonight.
It's Valentine's Day. It's not the day you run away from love. It's the day you track it down, tie it up, and take it home.
That's good advice.
But you meet somebody tonight, you don't have to buy anything on Sunday because it's too close.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing it that way. We got the party tonight. We will give away some more tickets this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's Showbiz Beat is next. K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:52.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I want to hear more about that conversation. I think it's about to go down in here.
Oh, it's going down.
Just saying.
Right. It's going down.
Let's get real.
Kevin is pretty quick to push aside the Snuggie, isn't he, for the hoodie footie. He seems like he's ready to jump trains in a hurry here.
It's Kevin in general. You know, whatever the latest thing, whatever the fad is, that's Kevin jumping all over the bandwagon,
please.
You know.
Kevin doesn't go for classic and long-lasting.
No, not at all. He's just, oh, look at that shiny thing.
When something,
oh, I'm a magpie. Ooh.
When something is so much better. When something is so much better than the old one.
Well,
you know, if you have Chris Kaman playing on your team and then LeBron James comes, you kick Chris Kaman right to the curb and you bring in LeBron James, new king. Old guy, die.
Yeah, but
that's the way it works.
Die. But if the new guy has one leg, you don't let him replace Chris
right,
Kaman.
But it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. It's retarded.
All right, well, we'll have to talk about the hoodie footy snuggle later, but apparently it has already fractured the Kevin and Bean family.
Kevin so we'll just likes it because it only comes in pink.
It's the LeBron James of blankets.
No, it's not.
That's what it is.
Right now, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Snuggie's the Kobe Bryant of blankets.
Please.
How about that, then?
Never that good.
How about that, then?
Never that good.
Oh, no, it's only sold 400 billion million pieces.
Never that good.
Just moved that much property. That much manufacturing warehouse space has been moved out.
People are sheep.
Oh, wait, hold on. So if a bunch of people go out and buy the hoodie footy snuggie, aren't they then sheep because they go out and buy a lot?
No, because this one deserves it.
Because Kevin likes this one.
Here's my problem with the snuggie. It slips and
awesome.
Slides all over the place.
It doesn't.
I mean, blankets. This is their advertising.
Yeah.
Blankets slip and slide all over the place. And when the phone rings, your arms are trapped.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
You can't have both. If it slips and slides, it doesn't trap your arms.
Well, sure
There's
it
no
does.
Trapping.
Sure it does.
No, it's slipping off your arms already when
the
phone rings.
Well, the hoodie footy says, oh, you have to adjust your blanket. Oh, no, put this on because you have to adjust the blanket when you're sitting on the couch.
You got options.
Yeah, you know how heavy those blankets
you
are
have
to
options.
Adjust.
You have options.
It's got hooks for your thumbs. What?
People
have huge problems of sleeves just jumping up their arms willy-nilly. They got to hook them down to their thumbs.
This is just sad, bro.
At least it comes in pink.
This is just
That's
sad.
All Kevin cares about.
How about having to zip in and zip out of the boots, too, Ralph? That
yeah.
seems like a lot
no.
of work.
It's like you're going to the space shuttle because you got to chill. It takes you 40 minutes to suit up. You have to slather your body with Astroglide and get this thing on your on your body.
Jealousy is an ugly thing.
No. No, inferior imitation is an ugly thing. And these people trying to ride the Snuggie bandwagon,
there's no
room for them.
They're not interested in the bandwagon. They got a train going.
No, they are trying to hop on the train, but the train is full, thank you. Wait for the next train. All right, let's talk about things that matter, shall we?
We were.
Khloe Kardashian.
Right.
She apparently wants her new husband to feel loved on the road. So
yes.
She is toying with the idea of making a solo sex tape for Lamar Odom.
No.
We don't want that
the
to happen.
The look on Kevin's face is so funny.
No.
No, we don't want please no.
Have
no.
Kim do it.
There's no camera. Yeah, right. Have your sister do it for your husband.
I know he's
just
not married to her. I know, but she's hot.
She wants to give him something to look at on the road, give him something good to look at. No camera should be subjected to that, right?
I'm not even sure it's sick on film.
How many lenses would you have to go through? How many cracked lenses would you have to go through in order to get 1 hour of footage?
And you could put all the security in place that you want, but eventually that would leak out, and then we'd all see it.
No.
Yeah.
I would not see it.
But you would want to, but somebody would bring it up and go, hey, Ralph, look, this is really interesting.
No.
You'd get get a one-second glance,
no.
And it would be there forever.
No. I'd pluck my own eyes out. I'd be like Oedipus.
I think it's funny that Khloe Kardashian assumes that he needs some attention on the road. Like, he can't get it on his
own. He's so lonely. He's so lonely on the road. Apparently, you'll see how the outcome of this situation resolves itself in an upcoming episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh.
That's what the story was released for, just to try to make us watch that show. That also not happening.
I've
only seen one episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That was the episode where Kim Kardashian got her ass wrecked. In a boxing ring,
yeah.
It's the only one I ever cared about. So, they're trying to keep us teasing along, and I'm not interested. Kevin, I blame you.
For what?
For many things, but this is just another one on the list. TLC has announced their new reality show. called Cupcake Sisters.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a reality show about a bakery run by two sisters who make cupcakes called Cupcake Sisters. This will be part of their stable of dessert-themed reality shows, including Cake Boss, Ultimate Cake Off, and The Little Chocolatiers. F you.
Listen, I'm with you.
Don't, you're not with
just
me.
Just because
you watch the Cake Boss.
Just because people in my house watch it, and they have, if they're,
well,
my,
you should burn your house to the ground then if that happens.
Is that what happens when your wife watches stuff you don't watch?
She doesn't watch the Cake Boss.
Not the Cake Boss, but
that's,
she watches shows you don't want.
Do you watch the Cake Boss in your house?
When yeah. I'm with my kids.
That guy makes pretty interesting cakes, though.
That's what Kevin says. I never watch it. My kids watch it.
Now, but he makes some pretty cool cakes.
Now they're on to the Ultimate Cake Off or whatever that one is. That show buzz.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Now he's drawing a line.
Yeah, now.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, now it's not good.
In
not
general,
good cake programming.
In general, I have zero tolerance for anybody cooking or baking or anything on TV. I'm out. I don't, Food Channel, it can all die. I don't want any of it.
That guy makes pretty interesting cakes, though.
Ralph, please tell me, I've not heard of The Little Chocolatier. Please tell me that involves midgets making chocolates.
I'm assuming.
I've got to see that.
I'm assuming it's that. Or it's kids, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know anything about
that
it.
That sounds like the worst possible show ever. If
ask
it's kids
the cake
making
boss
chocolate.
Over there. Ask, yeah, he would probably know. Knows.
Yeah, about the cake
Ace
boss.
Of Cakes, what's that one about?
The Ace of Cakes, you tell us what it's all about, Kevin. And as, of course, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Sunday, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I would do, Ralph? If I were people, I would give my significant other a phone, a cell phone.
I would, too. You know what?
I think
it sounds like it's not a romantic thing, but in reality, women love to get phones.
You'd get sex for a month straight.
She opened up that box, her face would just light up. She'd go, oh, a phone?
Yes.
Just
you
what
sentimental
I wanted.
Bastard.
Thank you, honey.
Or a fire extinguisher. One of the two.
That's good, too. Set of tools. All of the above, man. You're going to score.
Yeah. You know what's good is like a kitchen appliance, like a toaster or a waffle iron. Oh, there waffle iron. Women get, they love waffle iron.
Because that way they can make you breakfast the next day.
I got a beautiful set of pots for Christmas, and I was thrilled.
Oh, you're so retarded.
I'm not. It's exactly what I wanted.
Retarded or not, that was Christmas. This is Valentine's Day. There is a difference.
I got my eye on a mixer.
By the way.
Oh, my
God. That's sad.
Don't sell short how bad a gift pots are for Christmas, Kevin.
I love
I know,
my
but
pot.
I'm saying Christmas is all gifts. Valentine's Day is supposed to be romantic.
When are you supposed to get this stuff that you want and can't afford?
I don't know. Any other day other than Valentine's Day?
No.
Just hook. Guys. Just hook, raise
it's
the money, and head right down to the store.
Why don't you buy your own goddamn phone, first of all?
Wants.
But not on Valentine's Day.
If that's what they want.
But it's not about wanting. It's about showing romance. It's supposed to be a gift that's focused on sensuality, sexuality, love, and lust.
It's supposed to be a gift focused on whatever it is they desire.
Really? And, is that where you're at now, Lisa?
And how many girls, just for Valentine's Day, I have to get a cell phone?
I don't know.
Zero is the
answer.
I don't
know.
Zero.
Man.
You guys are so judgmental.
Since Lisa's become just a shill for everything,
I know.
Her taste has gone right out the window.
I know. And
sad.
While we're at it, I don't want to hear any more goddamn stories about your goddamn friends. None. I'm out.
Back to you, Ralph. I'm sitting in waiting rooms having to text their uncles because they've got a flat tire. And, oh, there's no such thing as AAA. I got to get a phone.
You don't even have that many friends.
She's making them up
friend.
At this point.
Making
it
up.
Couldn't find each other in the theater or the lobby of the Broadway show. Wow, I wish I had a phone. Luckily for me, the GPS let them find me. Sweet Jesus. All right, I'm out of time. Today's celebrity birthdays, Christina Ricci.
Oh.
Yes.
Belle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
But has earned it lately.
Bug eyes,
I mean, she didn't always have the belt. She
she's
always
earned it like the past 10 years she's earned it.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, she's been famous for 20.
Yeah, I know. She's 30 years old today, but she has been famous forever.
All right, well, she deserves it now.
Yes, she does.
That's what matters.
Sarah Lancaster, who plays Chuck's sister on Chuck. Ring that goddamn bell now!
Don't know who she is. All right, thank you.
How can you... you're not watching Chuck.
I don't watch the Chuck.
I watch it on and off.
So good.
And I love the...
She's the doctor's sister, the one he was living with.
Nah.
Captain Awesome.
That doesn't...
Captain Awesome.
Doesn't ring a bell.
That's her fiancé, Captain Awesome.
I like him.
Of course you do. You don't even know who he is. Chuck's been really good this season, too, he's been rebooted. She is 30 years old today. Chyna Phillips of Wilson Phillips is 42 years old today. Again, ring the bell. What is up with the bell guy today?
The bell guy's not paying attention.
He is certainly not.
Sorry.
Josh Brolin, very talented actor, is 42 years.
No. Now I'm wrong again. Okay.
And talk show host Arsenio Hall celebrates his 55th birthday today. We don't have time right now, but we'll let Bean tell you how all the people love Arsenio Hall.
Okay, we'll look forward to that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
But speaking of Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, our old friend Spencer Pratt has just stopped by.
Hey, I live and breathe, I would say, pop culture and the entertainment business. I currently am in a partnership with the next Jay-Z. I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
You say villain, some people say jerk. I mean, tomato, tomato.
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I kickbox. I box every day. I don't fear no man.
You know who put that together, that little intro piece?
Who?
The Neptunes. They put that together for me. Yeah, Pharrell, good buddy of mine. How are you? Good to see you, Kevin. Big time hoodie you're wearing. Big time hoodie you're wearing. I like it. All right. Where'd you get your hair done?
I don't know.
Looking great. Yeah, all right, thanks. Kendall.
All right, good.
Linda, how are you?
I'm
all right, everybody.
Lisa,
all right.
Wow, you talked to Linda for a change. How about that?
You know, she'd throw her a bone.
All right, the reason we wanted you to come by is we want to find out if the reports are true that your Frankenstein of a wife, Heidi Montag, is really going to do Playboy again. She was just in Playboy a couple months ago. Then she went out and got the 10 plastic surgeries, and now the reports are that she's going to do it again. This time she's going to actually show something.
That's right. That's right. We finally mastered what it is to be a beautiful woman. Collectively as a team, we've gotten what we're looking for out of her appearance.
Does she?
And she's ready to be shown off to the world. And right now we're in negotiations, my attorney, and myself, you know, because I did pass the bar here in California.
You didn't?
And, we're in negotiations, to find the right amount of money to show off her new perfect body and face in Playboy.
You know, Spencer, she was pretty attractive before.
You're right. You're right.
Wow.
Okay, wow.
That's
another first.
But pretty attractive is not going to cut it when you're talking about the Spence dog. We're dealing with 1%. Look at here, Lisa. You're talking ginger ale. I'm straight club soda. You know what I'm saying? It's brie time, baby.
What?
All right.
I don't know what you're saying at all.
I remember when I discovered Errol Flynn. And,
you didn't do that.
I was his agent for 7 years.
That's nope.
You weren't born. And he was making movies in the 30s. Your parents weren't even born yet.
Zucchini farmer.
All right, listen. Does this have to do with the fact that you're out of money because of the ridiculous amount of money you spent on Heidi's album, which sold nothing?
Yeah. No, it had nothing to do with the album. It had to do... Sorry, I'm getting a little choked up with
the
Spencer Pratt Foundation that
what?
I started.
You don't have a foundation.
What are you talking about?
That's the thing that you said that's the most false ever. You don't
have... I wasted all my money.
What's your foundation?
90% of my income, really. I had to be fully honest... To save overweight and unattractive women, we've started the Spencer Pratt Foundation, and it gives money to young women as old as 10 years old
to get plastic
surgery, breast augmentation.
Wait, you want little kids to get plastic surgery before they've even grown
That's
into
right.
their bodies?
Nobody, especially females, should have to go through life being unattractive because, frankly, if women aren't attractive, what do they have?
Okay, first of all...
brains and talent.
You guys should focus on her on the air more because that's funny.
Personality,
comedy stuff. Ba-dum-ba-tsh.
First of all, you can't give breast implants to a 9-year-old. You just can't do that. I mean,
well, not in this country, technically.
No, but they have a lot of growing to do. You don't know that they're not going to get that anyway.
But you can see at an early age which girls are going to be hot and which girls aren't. Which girls are going to be model actresses and which girls are going to be normal people, right. The ugly people. And then what I do is I give them grants and scholarships to get plastic surgery with my friend Dante Colombate down here at Beverly Hills Surgery.
What kind of plastic surgery are you subsidizing for these girls?
Whatever's necessary.
Anything.
Head transplant.
There's no such thing as a head transplant.
Have you seen Face Off?
Yeah, the movie from 20 years ago.
Nicolas Cage, buddy of mine. I'm Caster Troy. I'm going to take my face off.
Yeah, that was just a movie.
And I sold Tony Danza's Gran Torino 1975. All right.
Okay, your wife got her ears pinned back, so clearly there's no surgery too tiny for you to consider,
well,
right?
Well, no, we're also working on some other surgeries. I mean, she's not peaking yet,
she's
acceptable.
10 plastic surgeries.
Well, we're going to file down her. What we're going to do is we're going to remove her labia completely.
What?
Why would you do? Why would you do that?
No, we
are. We're looking for her lady garden to look something like Renee Zellweger's mouth or a smiling geisha. Mm. We're gonna put some feet on her back. I want to put some feet on her back.
Human
for
feet?
What?
Yeah.
What would the point of that be, Spencer?
Well, she could walk while lying down.
Yes. That's just creepy.
Is that necessary?
I don't know, but it'd be like Spider-Man. Ah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Listen,
I'm gonna put a nose on her thigh.
Why?
Well, I feel like it would improve her survivability in the jungle.
Okay, well, I don't even know what that means.
She's gonna look like a.
A lot of predators rely. A lot of predators rely on their smell.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's okay. What her but nose is for on her nose. Face. You don't have to put it on her thigh.
I invented the sushi knife.
Okay, we're out of time, so gotta go. No, Spencer, but you. Stop it. I think that's what we're saying. Your wife was fine before. You practically ruined her already. Don't do anything else to poor Heidi.
Yeah, well, I cultivated the diaphragm. Thanks.
Okay, great.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday, a very special Friday, as we are in Hollywood tonight at a club called Bardot. It's the Kevin and Bean Last Call Singles Party. Would this be a good time for the dudes to call in? Because I think we have a couple more slots open for gentlemen. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. If you're 21 or over, you're a guy, you can make it tonight, and you're the type of person that ought to be at this party. We don't at this point. We don't care what you're looking for. We care what you're bringing to the party. So you'll have to sell yourself in order to be picked.
Drugs.
Well, that's one possibility.
Here's the question: as this is the last call, and by last call we mean last call.
So this is it.
Yeah,
this is it.
Why should you go instead of everybody else that's on the phone at the same time?
Better
why?
Drugs.
So give us a call, 1-800-5.
I have the best drugs.
201067.
I have a giant bindle of blow.
Right, you're going.
Oh, is your guy out of town? Is your guy out of town, Ralph? Is that why you're looking for a hookup tonight? All right, call it. We'll take your call on the air in about 10 minutes or so. Right now, though, it is Friday. Ralph is here. That means it's time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Valentine's Day weekend. You want to take your beloved to a new motion picture this weekend. These are your three choices. Some, I think, maybe better than others. If you're looking for something romantic.
Most romantic, of course, Wolfman.
Wolfman, of course. Yeah. But let's talk about first, Percy Jackson and the Olympians. Of course, after their smash hit 96 Tears, they'd stopped recording. But now...
No, that was question mark and the Mysterians. Completely different, Ralph.
Oh.
Jesus. This is just a movie.
Percy Jackson and the Olympians, then, must be about the young man who turns out to be the son of Poseidon. How many times has that happened to you when you find out that your real father is a Greek god?
A lot. Three times a year.
He is then pulled into a cross-country mission, which involves a feud between his dad, Poseidon, and his boss, Zeus, and his uncle, Hades. And they just sure battle it out with Percy Jackson and the Olympians. Here's the thing. Warner Brothers is out of Harry Potter books.
Ah.
So they need a new franchise, and so they've turned to this series of books. There's five Percy Jackson books, apparently, to choose from, and this is the first in that line, including Christopher Columbus, the director of Philosopher's Stone.
Right.
Is directing this as well. So there really is the next franchise for young adults.
Now, this guy, he's a bolt thrower, right? He can grab lightning and then gank someone in the head with it?
Logan Lerman plays Percy Jackson, I believe, can throw lightning bolts.
That's pretty rad.
Which is odd because his dad is Poseidon, the god of the sea.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've seen him move some waves around and stuff, so he may have several different kinds of powers.
All right.
Here's a scene from the movie where Medusa, you know her, she's the one with the snakes for hair.
Right.
She looks at you turn to stone. Remember that old old story? Played by Uma Thurman, by the way.
All right.
She proves that she's still got it. She's got what it takes when her looks turn you to stone.
Well, this is a fabulous surprise. You have such beautiful hair. I once had hair like that. I was courted, desired by many suitors. But that all changed because of your mother, the woman who cursed me, who turned me.
Don't look!
Does
this look good?
If I'm 12, it does.
Yeah.
The trailer looked good to me.
It looks
See?
Fun.
That's what I mean. 12-year-olds everywhere will like it.
I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, I think 12-year-olds will get a kick out of
okay.
it. Although Uma Thurman scares me when she starts doing that Poison Ivy voice.
Yep.
I just keep thinking of that horrible Batman and Robin movie where she was Poison Ivy.
Well,
and she talked like this and everything. Shut up. Valentine's Day also opens this weekend. I think if you're going to see a romantic movie this weekend, Valentine's Day is your choice. Julia Roberts, Jamie Foxx, Anne Hathaway, intertwining couples and singles in Los Angeles, deal with the pressures and expectations of Valentine's Day. Gary Marshall, who, of course, not only a film director for many years, but gave us Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley and Mork and Mindy. The guy's been around for a long, long time. All right, there may be one small drawback.
What's that?
George Lopez and Ashton Kutcher appear
really?
In the same movie at the same time.
Wow. There are a lot of lot
but
of.
But you got to go to the bathroom at some point,
yeah.
right, during the movie, right?
right?
Got to get some popcorn at some point. Here's a scene between George Lopez talking about love with Ashton Kutcher.
Please enjoy. The way of love is not a subtle argument. The door there is devastation. The master.
So according to Rumi, love has to be devastating.
Listen, you don't step into love, my friend. You fall in head over heels. You ever seen somebody fall head over heels in love? For real? Reed? It's ugly, bro. Toxic, septic.
How'd you and your wife get it so right?
It's easy. I married my best friend.
Oh, I was your best friend.
You're my man. That's my lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the All clip right. we got?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's a good clip to pick because that warns people who may be suckered in by Julia Roberts and Jamie Foxx.
For all my ladies out there. That's for you ladies.
Ladies.
Yeah, my ladies.
My ladies.
You know you're going. Your girlfriend and wife will take you, so enjoy it. And finally, The Wolfman opens this weekend.
Yeah.
Benicio Del Toro, Anthony Hopkins, Emily Blunt. This is my kind of horror movie. Classic.
Yeah.
Measured approach to horror filmmaking. This is a classic horror movie in every sense of the word. Will modern audiences be able to cotton to a film that takes place in sort of a more traditional period of time as horror movies do?
Is it done well?
Because they didn't really update the Wolfman thing. They're taking it back to the, you know, the 19th century, whenever this takes place. And it's really sort of a classic horror movie, a classic universal horror movie feel to this movie, which I think
I'm in.
Is cool. Benicio Del Toro plays Lawrence Talbot, who returns to his ancestral homeland to find out that his brother's gone missing and villagers are being killed by a strange, nightmarish beast. Wonder what that could have been. He gets bitten and bad things start to happen. Here's a trailer for the new movie, The Wolfman.
It was 25 years ago that my father found him. He was torn to pieces and half-eaten. Whatever did it was big. Buckshot couldn't kill it.
I'm sorry, my son. You've been bitten by the beast. Now you, too, will become half-man, half-wolf.
Oh no. You're saying I'm a wolf man?
Uh-oh.
No, it's pronounced wolf.
Yeah, wolf.
No, wolf.
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 There's an L in it, wolf.
Wolf.
Mother.
Now we know it's still out there.
Oh, I had gloves. But my claws from being a wolfman, they ripped through my gloves. Now they have no fingers.
A beast has come among us.
Damn, it's cold in London and rainy. I don't need my wipers because the rains, the little rains with the lights, I'm a wolf. I would go around and do bad chaos things, but Gossip Girl's on tonight, and I'm so tired. Oh.
You were bitten by the beast.
Now that I'm a wolf, I'm ready to tell you that the Clippers are not good. Not. Ha 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 ha. That was rad wolf comedy. Damn. Is it sweater time already? Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the real trailer.
I think that was Wolf Man. It's a different movie. Wolfman is different from The Wolfman, which is coming
out.
Oh,
that's
today.
The King of Mexico version.
Yes.
Two choices.
You can see
King
of Mexico in Wolfman, or you can see Benicio del Toro in Wolfman. Those are two options at the Cineplex this
I'd
weekend.
Suggest okay. Wolf.
I would go with Wolf, too.
Yeah.
Wolf. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
Right now it's time to give away tickets to the Kevin Amin Last Call Singles Party.
We are going to have our own private Valentine's Day party. Singles only.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean's
Last Call.
Last Call Singles Party.
This
This is going to be kind of tough for the guys that are on the phone, Kevin, because we're asking them to basically brag, to basically pump themselves up, tell us why they should be at the party, why they'd be a good addition to the party, yet they have to do that without coming off as,
right.
as jerks.
It's cocky or jerks or something.
Pretty tough to do, but we're looking for quality people who want to join us tonight in Hollywood at Bardot. It's the Kevin and Bean Last Call Singles Party, 1-800-520-1067. This time we're doing guys only. Food, drinks, DJ Omar Khan on the ones and twos.
DJ Omar Khan.
And perhaps you, but we only have a couple of pairs of tickets left for you right now, so where do you want to start?
I want to start with Josh, 21 years old. Hi, Josh.
What's going on, Kevin and Bean?
Why do you need to be at the Last Call Singles Party more than everyone else?
Well, because I pretty much have a countdown on my Get Laid watch, and I'm going to Afghanistan in less than a month.
Even for Afghanistan?
Just on vacation?
You're in the military.
Yeah, just vacation for a year. Figured it'd be a nice vacation, 125-degree weather out there.
Should yeah, good times. Well, I'll tell you what's perfect about that is the girl that's looking for fun and no strings attached.
You're the perfect guy.
You out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Let me tell you this, Kevin. B. My abs make the it situation put to shame. So,
really?
Imagine that.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You hold on. Thank you.
All right. It's pretty hard to say no to a soldier, but let's see what else we got on the line.
With abs.
Let's try Jesse on line three. Again, where the question on the table is, why should you be at the party? Why will you be a better guest at the party than everybody else on the line? Hi, Jesse. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Sell yourself.
How's it going, guys?
Hi, good. Tell us
why would I be a better guest than anyone else?
Yes, please.
Oh, good start.
Oh, no, I think I'm a pretty awesome guy.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Let's try, how about Tyler?
He's a pediatrician. Look. No. I agree with you. What a shame. Because, you know, women would dig that.
Yeah.
We don't have that kind of time. We don't have enough time left in my life to listen to that guy try to have a conversation.
No,
all right. How about Tyler on line five? He claims he's got something that will make the girls happy that he's at the party. Hi, Tyler. You're on the air.
Top of the morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Tyler.
See, that's how you start a conversation, Lisa. That's a guy that pops. That's a guy that comes through. That's a guy that you hear and you go, yeah, I'd like to spend some time with that dude. Not Dr. McDumb.
All right. Well, give him a second sentence before you make that judgment.
All right, Tyler, tell us about yourself and why you need to be there.
I need to be there because I run my own business and I work 7 days a week and I travel all around California, but I don't get to go out that much. And so that's why I'm single. But I have a lot to offer. I work for myself. I make over six figures a year, 21 years old. I'm probably the most proud 21-year-old in the country.
Drug dealer?
Good guess.
Drug dealer?
Hey, seriously, that's very impressive. I mean, you know, most of us can't even imagine making that kind of money at that age. What kind of business do you run? What do you own?
I do physical therapy for horses all around the country.
How about that?
Wow.
I sell different types of medication, and I also do hands-on, like, chiropractic, massage therapy.
Dude, he's in. I didn't know.
I get free drink tickets at the K-Rock microbrews all the time. So any girl that wants to go to a microbrew, I get the hookup there.
All right. Okay.
All right. So massages, alcohol, money. Dude's got it going on. Yeah. All right. Let's try. Wow,
William.
Pretty good people here. All right. We'll try William.
I'm begging you. Hey, William.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How you doing? Hi, Lisa.
Hi, William.
Good. We have up to three pair we can give away today because the party is tonight, so impress us.
All right. I'm the guy that you want at the party. I'll get the people dancing. I get people mingling, talking, and that's before I even start drinking. Once I start drinking, then the fun starts.
Now, how do you get the people dancing? You just get out and do it, and then they want to join you because it's infectious? Or what's your story? How do you do it?
I just go up. I start talking to the women. Nice conversations. Start dancing. Tell other people, hey, we got to go, we got to do this, you know, and I don't know, it just kind of happens.
All right, just happens.
Huh. So wherever you are, William, it sounds like a party breaks out.
Absolutely.
All right, hold on.
I doubt that, but thank you. Let's try Chris, line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, Chris is a guy who's got a history. He's got an accomplishment. He's got something he deserves to be proud of. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, Kevin and Bean, having Lisa May.
Hi.
Hi. I won the state bowling championships when I was 12.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen. There it is.
Wow.
That makes me laugh.
And for the entire state of, where do you live, California?
California. It's a big
and
state.
You were the best 12-year-old bowler in the state. Now, how has that worked for you in terms of getting the ladies so far?
It's not my usual first pickup line.
Should be.
I try and charm them with some other things.
Nope,
but,
should be. It should be your first line. 12,
but you say, you save that, Kevin. that's a, you've already got them teetering, though. If you can win them over in a little direction with something else, and then you've got the roundhouse kick, man, sure, ready to go when you got to bring out the bowling card. All right. Anything else we need to know about you, Chris?
I am actually good looking.
Is there anything else?
I like that. Yeah,
what else do you need?
All right.
You hold on. Right.
Okay, we're about out of time. I mean, we got some good people. Still got some good people on the line too, though.
We have Josh the Soldier.
He's in.
I think Josh is in. Yeah.
So I think we got to. He's taking one for America. We got to let him in.
All right, Josh, you're going. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. You guys won't regret it.
See you tonight.
All right.
See you tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
And Tyler's in.
Tyler's the person who runs his own business.
Yes.
And makes the girls laugh. Hey, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're in.
All right.
Nice. Come on horseback, though.
All right. I'm going to get everyone dancing, or I was a 12-year-old state bowling champion. For me, that's an easy one.
Bowling guy, right?
Bowling guy.
Yeah, that's what I think.
The fact that he has the nerve to lead with that when I was 12. And then, okay. I don't know if everyone heard, but Bean said for California, and Chris said, it's a big state. So,
all right, Chris, congratulations. You don't even have to bring your bowling ball, but we'll see you tonight, all right?
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you.
Speaking of the Cypress Hill, how about Be Real and Send Dog stopping by Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show to world premiere their brand new song from their brand new album. The new song features Kevin, your friend Tom Morello on guitar. How about that?
Come on.
Those guys have been friends a long time now, working together in the studio on this new song. We'll have it for you Tuesday, world premiere with the guys in the room right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman joins us now for another look at the Showbiz Beat for a Friday. What's going on, Ralph?
Did you guys see Survivor last night?
No.
No, it's not. 2002.
It's the 20th season of Survivor, and last night was the debut of Survivor Heroes versus Villains, where they brought back pretty much an all-star cast of past Survivor seasons with the favorites and then the most despised contestants.
People you love, the people you hate.
And I tuned in because my wife's a big fan. She's watched every Survivor ever, and I stopped watching a while ago. But this kind of caught my attention. I said, oh, it'd be cool to see Colby again. Remember Colby from Australia and Boston Rob and some of those people that we knew when we watched? And I watched last night, and I got to tell you, that is a great goddamn show.
Really? Still kept
her Survivor is a great goddamn show. They really know how to do it. The competition aspect, the dramatic aspect, the backfighting, the backbiting, rather, and infighting that happens amongst the people working on the show, it's really just so well done, and Probst is so good. I forgot how good Survivor is.
Do they mix the two groups, the bad ones and the good
ones? No, Lisa. It's the good people versus the bad people.
Interesting.
It's good versus evil.
That should be fun.
Right.
And then eventually they will merge the two tribes. Mm-hmm. But as for right now, you got Colby and Tom. Remember the gray-haired fireman, Tom, who won that one year? He's a good guy. And, you know, a bunch of really nice people, and then you've got Jerry Manthe and Boston Rob and Coach and all the just assholes that you hate
all the haters
on the other side. It's just smart of them to put those two sides against each other.
Hey, Ralph, is Rudy still alive, and is he participating?
Rudy is, I don't know whether he's still alive or not, but he's not on the show.
He's not on the show. He was old when he was on the show. That's why I was asking.
And that was the first season, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was the first.
He was great.
I loved him.
And I don't know if you remember Stephanie or not from I forget what season she was on, but last night, the first challenge they're playing, it's like this this sandbag that you have to dig out of the ground, and then you've got to run it back to the other end while people try to tackle you and stop you from doing it.
Right.
So Stephanie, she's trying it, and one of the girls grabs her and is pulling on her and twisting her and dislocates her shoulder.
Oh, no.
And Stephanie's like, yeah, my shoulder's dislocated. Can someone do something about this? And they bring out the medics, and they pop her shoulder back in. She's like, okay, let's go.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I had a dislocated shoulder once.
What?
I cried like a bitch for about 3 days when it happened to me. It was the most intense pain I ever felt.
Someone needs to take care of me.
She was like, okay, let's go. Come on. And then Rupert, remember the crazy Rupert with the beard and everything? He's on the good guy squad. He busts his toe in two places.
All right.
You ever have a broken toe?
Yes.
You have any idea how painful a broken toe is?
Yes.
He's like, tape it up. And he's just walking around the jungle on a broken toe. Wow. These people are so much better than I am.
I like it.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'll have to check that out.
Great TV. You may want to check back in with Survivor this season. It's a good time to do it. I'm out of time already. I spent all my time talking about Survivor. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, shall we? Christina Ricci is 30 years old today. She's adorable. Jennifer Stone from Wizards of Waverly Place is 17.
Woo! So close.
Sarah Lancaster plays Chuck's sister on Chuck. She is 30 years old. She should be Wonder Woman, this girl.
Oh, yeah?
I've always said that Sarah Lancaster, she'd make a great Wonder Woman. China Phillips of Wilson Phillips is 42. Josh Brolin, very talented actor, is 42 as well. Ray Manzarek, who was keyboardist for the legendary Los Angeles band The Doors.
Manzarek.
He is 71 years old today. And Arsenio Hall, talk show host Arsenio Hall, who had a popular syndicated talk show for many, many years. And then people stopped watching his show, and it was canceled due to lack of interest. But for some reason, Bean thinks that the people still loved him.
All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you. Arsenio Hall, folks. The people love him.
I think they would keep watching his show if they loved him, wouldn't they?
It's a strange thing to shout.
The people love him. Bean insisting on
he
that.
Tells the people.
Ooh,
he tells
ooh.
The people who to love.
Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
That's my favorite part.
Ooh, ooh.
That was him.
Ooh, ooh.
His gay attempt at the dog pound.
He's trying to do what the dog pound sound.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Ooh.
Little flimsy.
Who let the homos out? That's what everybody was asking after that break. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
A lot of people write books about losing weight. Here's the latest diet fad. I'm going to tell you why all the other diet fads have failed you and mine will work.
Mm-hmm.
There are 7 million of those in every bookstore.
And they all say something different.
Only one of them, however, is written by the world's fattest man.
Yes, the world's fattest man.
Yeah!
The guy's name is Paul Mason, who's 48 years old. He used to weigh 700 pounds.
Okay, now that's the kind of guy that when he dies, you got to cut him out of his house, right?
Yes.
700 pounds?
He used to eat 20,000 calories a day.
Dude.
And he had surgery, so he lost 280 pounds.
Gastric bypass?
I don't know. It just says surgery.
Sure. Okay.
So he lost 280 pounds, so he's still 420.
Yeah.
So
wait, that guy?
Yes. So what's the point of him writing a How to Lose Weight book? We thought we'd
just
check in with him.
Just give me a surgery diagram.
Right. We thought we'd check in with him and find out just exactly what the secrets are.
Okay.
I guess to going in and getting surgery. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
You're still 420 pounds. We have that right, right?
No, I believe you've got the facts wrong.
Okay. Okay, good.
All right. Set us straight.
Correct us.
Yeah, I'm currently 50 stone.
What is that?
Oh, that's 700.
That's 700 pounds.
100 pounds. That's how much you weigh now?
Yeah.
Well, we thought that's what you weighed before the surgery.
No, before the surgery, at my peak, I was 70 stone, which is 980 pounds.
Oh, my God.
That's fat is what that is.
If only there was some sort of news article you could read that would give
well,
you this information.
Dude, this might not surprise you, but we did read it, and we were trying to do the math.
Every stone's 14 pounds.
Okay,
right.
It's just multiplication.
Can't do that. All right,
get a calculator.
All right, so you went 980 to 700.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how did you do
it? So now I'm a svelte 700 pounds.
Right. What was your secret?
The secret for me, the problem was I had to lose 20 stone. That's 280 pounds.
Okay.
Okay.
In order to get the bypass surgery.
I see. I understand now.
I didn't realize that. You have to actually lose weight.
I was
so
too fat for bypass surgery.
Wow. Because you would have died.
I was too fat for them to save my life by operating on me and putting a gastric bypass.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So they said, you have to lose 280 pounds.
Okay.
And I said, if I could lose 280 pounds, I wouldn't have to come to you for gastric bypass surgery.
Right,
that's
sure.
A great point, yes.
But they said I needed to do it nonetheless. And
okay,
so that's what the book is about, how I went about losing the 280 pounds in order to get the surgery.
See, now, this is a remarkable story. I would like to see this book because you can't do the things that the rest of us can do to try to lose weight. You certainly can't get on a treadmill, for instance, and jog.
That's not true. I spent a lot of time on a treadmill.
Please.
How, though, at your size?
Just sitting on it. I didn't turn it on. I was just on the treadmill. And when I sit on a treadmill, I sit on the treadmill.
Yeah,
okay. Because I'm fat.
You are very huge.
I am not a small man.
That's correct, yes.
Nope.
So did you just limit your intake of food?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're eating right now, Paul.
Yeah. I'm just part of my diet.
You having a protein shake?
No. Uh-uh. It's a Mars bar.
A Mars bar?
Well, you shouldn't be eating candy, Paul, with the history that you have.
No, see, you haven't read my book. Well, my diet is, when I get hungry, I eat something.
Right.
That's your diet.
That's your diet?
Diet? Yeah. That's how you got fat, is you got hungry and you eat something.
Right, but now, instead of eating 18 Mars bars,
right,
I just have, like, 10.
Well, 10 Mars bars can't...
of what I used to eat.
Right, but you're still going to gain weight if you eat 10 Mars bars at a time. There's no
way
you won't.
Not when you're 980 pounds.
That's a good point.
It's amazing what you can get away with at 980 pounds. 10 Mars bars is considerably less.
Okay.
But, you drop, you can't believe how quickly you drop it.
But most
people say, are you not well? Have you been ill? Do you have AIDS?
Because you're so thin.
I'm so thin at 700 pounds, I think I'm wasting away.
No one is saying that.
Everyone's saying it.
Is it a tough sell to sell a book about losing weight from a 700-pound guy?
It's not moving well, the book. The copies are not flying off the shelf.
Because I'm saying cut down on the number of Mars bars from 17 or 18 to 10 isn't really a diet plan.
Well... you have to, extrapolate it out for your own weight.
Okay.
If I have 18, and then I go to 10, if you eat one, mm-hmm. you should go to not having any.
Okay.
You have to divide by your weight, which in your case, with your old grasp of math, would be very difficult.
Sounds like you put a lot of time into this theory of yours, Paul.
Not really.
Okay.
I was just sitting in the hospital, and I had nothing else to do. So maybe some stupid people will buy a book from a 700-pound man about losing weight.
All right, well, good luck with
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let me tell you about our guest in the studio here, Kevin, because I love a 14-year overnight success story, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a couple of members from the Dirty Heads joining us right now, along with Rome from Sublime, all in studio here on the Kevin Amin program. Rome, we haven't seen you in what, about a month?
It's been a long month, man. Strong 4 weeks.
A lot of things have happened.
Well, let's start with the Dirty Heads. I guess Justin, Jared, you guys formed
Dustin,
this band back
that's
in 1996.
With a D.
Dustin and Jared, right. You guys formed this band back in 1996, is that right?
Yeah. We grew up in high school and kind of started writing.
We grew up in high school.
Yeah, when we all figured out puberty and everything.
And together all that time, constantly playing and writing and recording and touring and all that stuff?
Yeah. No, not touring, I'd say. When we started out in 96, we were an acoustic act, and it was just for fun. We were playing local bars, little local things just for our friends. And then I'd say about 4 years ago is when we really got the full band going and started getting out on the road. And
when you go to the local bars and you're young, a lot of bands have to start with doing covers of something. I mean, they have to cover whatever song people want to hear.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear all your new stuff if they don't know you. What's the most embarrassing stuff that you had to do, honestly? You play Brick House? Did you play...
No, I don't think
covers?
We did much of
you didn't
that.
Do any covers?
We would, do our songs, and then we would, throw some... kind of like Sublime did. We'd do our own stuff, and then we'd throw some old reggae stuff in with it. Nothing... We were never, listen to what was popular at the time, what was big hits, a lot of older
stuff.
Lucky
you.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I have found out since we've started playing you here on our show and on our station is that, you've got a lot of grassroots support out there, a lot of people who have been following you guys for a long time, rooting for you guys for a long time. I mean, I imagine you've developed quite a fan base that you can pretty much count on when you play, huh?
Yeah. Our fans are really important to us, and we've kind of tried to make that known, without... touring and meeting people and just trying to be cool as a band, not being rock stars. But it's just me and Duddy. We just have these computer programs where we call in K-Rock over and over. We really fans.
You're the one who's been requesting it.
We come to my house, my mom, my girlfriend, everyone. They're all sitting there with headphones on and they're just
powerhouse.
Constantly.
We have the Affliction shirt guy voice, and then we have the ditzy chick voice.
Yeah. Just hire actors.
Yeah.
I like it.
Before we get to the lay me down part of the story, which is really fascinating. Before we find out how the whole Rome thing happened, I mean, Any Port in a Storm, this album that you've had out for some time now, I mean, you've got some pretty impressive guest stars on this as well. I mean, you were already kind of working with some interesting people.
Yeah, Billy Preston.
Josh Freese.
Billy Preston was probably one of the coolest things that we've ever get to.
That was pretty awesome.
If you didn't know, he played with Stones.
With the Stones, okay.
And we got to fly out. It was right before he passed away. We got to fly out to Arizona and watch him play and it was like, and he did it in like one, or he listened to the songs and finished it in like two takes, and it was just
how did you even know him? He was the, for folks who don't know, he's an extremely popular pop singer and songwriter and keyboardist in the 70s, but he's most famous for being the fifth Beatle. I mean, he played on Let It Be and those albums and stuff, but how do you even like cross paths with a dude like Billy Preston?
Was one of the people that was helping produce our album. He got in contact with him and hit him up. He sent him some music, and you know, he said that he was down to play on our album. So,
what about Josh Freese? How'd you get Josh?
Stan Fraser, our other producer. He's been friends. The drummer from Sugar Ray. He was friends with Josh, and we loved his playing and
Josh
really respect him.
Yeah,
he's great.
He's a really good guy.
He's awesome, but he's also. I mean, you can find fewer albums that he doesn't drum on than albums that he does drum on.
Yeah.
I would have been surprised if Josh Freese wasn't on your record.
Now, how did you guys connect with Rome?
How'd that work?
The studio that we work in, the engineer.
You guys did nothing, right?
No, not
nothing.
At all.
Producers we know, studio. No.
Yeah,
just...
we don't do anything.
All right, I like that. So they knew of him, and
the engineer and producer that we were working with. It's the studio that we've been writing all of our music in since like day one. Before we had management, before we were even a band, pretty much. Was friends with Rome, and we met him in the studio, and kind of had like, you know, similar musical tastes and similar styles, and just became friends and then started jamming.
I'd always catch their band practice.
Oh, you would? Oh, really?
Always catch their band practice. I was.
He was the original guy.
Yeah.
Groupie.
We knew Rome when he was still Romulus.
Isn't it so weird for you, Rome? I mean, how different is your life than a few months ago when you were just a kid living in Nevada?
Never lived in Nevada, but, it's... I got the same life, basically. I just, I'm either really loved or really hated. So,
I think you're mostly really loved. Having seen you at our Acoustic Christmas concert in December, when that stage turned and you came out and started singing, that place went ballistic. I mean, there was so much love in the room for you and that band.
That was surreal, man.
Wasn't that awesome?
Well, yeah, the whole stage just, rotated. And as we, viewed more and more of the audience, it's like people were just jumping up and smiling and going crazy.
That's
like,
our favorite thing to do is introduce it. Don't introduce the surprise. Just let the stage turn. Yeah. And then people kind of...
You guys have a surprise show.
People kind of see you in waves, and you hear the crowd go crazy as they recognize who it is and what's about to happen. Very cool.
I didn't get to see
And they sang along with every word of that set, too. It was incredible. So,
oh, man.
And we haven't seen you since then, but thank you very much for doing that. So they come to... So Dirty Heads, you know these guys, you've seen these guys, and they say, hey, we got a song we think you might like singing on. Is that how it works?
No, not so much. We'd already been buddies for a while, and they'd come by the studio, and they'd do harmonies on my tracks, or I'd do harmonies on their tracks. But one day, we actually were just like, let's get together and write a song together, So I had a couple riffs in mind, and we just met over up at Daddy's house, and the stuff that I brought, was a lot different by the end of the day, And they got words to it and a theme to it. And, we just kind of zoned out over, a case of beer. And
we pretty much got drunk in the backyard.
Sat in my backyard.
It was
like a day. Long story.
Meaning, what's it mean to you?
I don't remember writing it.
What's the name of it again?
That's how you do your best work.
Yeah.
You got to be drunk to really accomplish anything in this world.
Yeah, chicks.
We didn't need
songs.
No label help or anything. It was
masturbating.
A couple beers in the backyard.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It just takes too long, though, when you're drunk.
Yeah, well, it does end time. That's true. Yeah.
You need more extreme porn then. That's the problem there.
Yeah. I just got to get rid of all the mirrors that I'm staring at.
Lay Me Down is the song, and you guys are going to be performing for us, which is very exciting for us. But I mentioned a few minutes ago, we had so many people who have been calling and emailing, begging to figure out a way to buy that
song.
You can
download it on the 16th.
And Tuesday is the day. Tuesday is the day
Tuesday,
it's going to be
available. It's getting released. The single will come out with a deluxe album with a bunch of bonus tracks and a bonus video and stuff like that. So on Tuesday, you'll be able to get it.
Well, you're going to perform it here.
Yeah, yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We'll be right back.
Rome, the lead singer of that band, Sublime, is in the studio with us on the Kevin Bean Show right now, along with his friends from the Dirty Heads, straight out of Huntington Beach, California. Their album is called Any Port in the Storm, available everywhere on Tuesday, now with 22 tracks and a bonus video. So finally, you get a chance to get their great song called Lay Me Down. Hey, you guys got a bunch of shows coming up here, too. The Ragamuffins Festival is happening next week, February 20th at the Long Beach Arena. Who else is on the bill besides you guys at the Ragamuffins?
It's us and the Mr. Boombastic.
Okay.
Shaggy. Don Carlos, Yellow Man. Many others. Many others.
Good show. And then, of course, you're very excited, I know, because today at 11, tickets go on sale at the Roxy box office for the show that you got there on March the 5th.
Yes,
and we're going to
yeah.
give away a pair of tickets right now to some Dirty Heads fans. If you just want to be caller 20 right now, you can win a pair of tickets to be the first to get those tickets for that show March 5th at the Roxy. Again, tickets go on sale today. All right, Kevin, you're going to be joining in on this number. You can let the boys handle it.
I don't know. I'll see how they do. If they need some help, I'll jump in.
You got your harmonica or whatever they need to stand by? All right, it's the most requested song these days around here. It is called Lay Me Down. We're very excited. This is the first chance we've had to see what it sounds like live with these guys, the Dirty Heads featuring Rome from Sublime. Hit it, guys.
Whoa, 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 no, whoa. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, 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 hey.
Well, this is how it starts. Two lovers in the dark. I'm the one from the one that they call. Share sparks, six guns by the side, and bullets round the waist. Two shots to the sky, sing a sign for the chase. The safe was nearly empty, and they were nearly free. But was seen by the good eye, the mean Billy Green. And he screamed at the top of his lungs. They're on the run. It's the two outsiders. Grab your horses and your guns.
I said I wish that we can stay here, but I fear our time has come. Oh, we can ride out in the darkness, chasing the rising sun. So pack your bags this instant, run south down to the next town. And now that we've arrived so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me
story of the two, always on the move. They got nothing left to lose. Set their guns and their wounds. Now they're crossing borders, sheriff's posse on their tail. They'd rather die together than be stuck up in a cell. They drank up all the whiskey and they partied every night. Like it could be the last, the bounty said to shoot on sight. So they chased in the summer, knew it came with the price. They wouldn't stop running till they found a paradise. But the sheriff finally found them with his eyes seeing red. And the lovers had to shoot them down and fill them full of lead. They were finally free to find a place to lay their head. And when they finally did, he looked at her and then he said,
I said, I think that we can stay here, as I fear our time has come. Or we can walk down to the ocean and sit with the rising sun. So unpack your bags this instant. We're heading out down to the next town. And now that we've arrived so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Let me
running around with you, it's the afternoon, and we got nothing left to do, so wipe the dirt off, or take your shirt off, and we should go hit the cantina, we got work off. I said it's hot outside, let me go swimming in your eyes, we've been running for a while, won't you lay down, make me smile, I could never ask for nothing better than this, it's just tequila and the beach, it's hot salty when we kiss.
I said I think that we can stay here, cause I fear our time has come. Oh, we can walk down to the ocean and sit with the rising sun. We gotta pack our bags and stay. No more running from town to town. And now that we've arrived so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Lay me down.
Lay me down.
Lay me down.
Lay me down.
Lay me down. Lay me down.
Well, that couldn't have sounded any better. How about that, huh?
That sounded great.
That was amazing, guys. Lay Me Down, again, available digitally at all major online services this Tuesday with the rest of the record, Any Port in the Storm. Don't miss the band The Dirty Heads at the Roxy on March 5th. Tickets go on sale today and the Ragamuffins Festival February 20th at the Long Beach Arena. By the way, this is good advice from the Kevin Amin Show. You heard the guys tell the story. Spend more time drinking beer with your bros in the backyard and things will happen,
yeah,
right?
Write more hit songs that way.
Key to success. That's
exactly. Dirty Heads, Rome, thanks so much for coming down to Kevin Amin Show, man. We really enjoyed it. Have a great weekend.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:53.
Hey! Boo!
It's Valentine's Day. It's not the day you run away from love. It's the day you track it down, tie it up, and take it home.
Your last chance at tickets to join us tonight in Hollywood for the Kevin Amin Last Call Singles Party coming up next hour. And it's Friday. That means our friend Adam Carolla stopped by as well. With the Weekend Rage right now, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Get it on.
Get it on.
You got no choice but get it on. Mandate to get it on. Get it on.
What are you, uptight?
I don't know if you guys saw the 30 Rock last night or not. Did you see it?
Did not take
it. I did a special Valentine's Day episode. Speaking of Valentine's Day, very funny. Check it out.
I'm a day behind on all my TV these days.
Oh, you must be so unhappy.
I am.
Because you like to stay current.
That's why I do. And I'm no longer current.
You're no longer
I'm living
current.
In the past. Yeah,
what can you tell me that'll spoil it?
Oh, please don't.
Well, it's just that it's Valentine's Day.
Right.
And so she gets a visit from all her three boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
John Hamm and Chris Parnell, the other guy from Saturday Night Live, but Jason Sudeikis.
I don't know who that is.
The other guy, and it's all very funny. You'll enjoy it very much. I got a quick email to get here before I get to the showbiz news. Earlier this week, I was talking about the fact that they're doing a sequel to Mamma Mia, very popular Broadway show and a very popular feature film as well. Mamma Mia features the music of ABBA, all the hits from ABBA.
Right.
And they're going to do another one. The problem was they used up all the hits.
When were the hits? Being 70s?
70s?
Late 70s.
70s, yeah. Most of the 70s, yeah.
They used up all their hits already.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to write brand new songs for this sequel. So the two guys from ABBA are getting together to write new music, which is a horrible idea because they won't be familiar hits to the fans who won't then go.
To anyone, right.
Right. So I got this email from Mark Fall, one of our listeners, and he gave me more information about it. He said, I don't know if you heard about it. I heard you talking about the new ABBA Mamma Mia sequel. I don't know if you heard what they are planning. The new sequel apparently is going to be in 3D with a sing-along soundtrack. The new 3D action movie featuring ABBA music will be called Avatar.
Hey!
See what he did there? Avatar.
How does he do it?
I don't know. But I wish he'd stop.
Since I don't know when. Oh, here it is. They've already started releasing music from it.
So I make up my mind in what I'm doing.
Come on, the great Wing. Come on,
Wing. People. Wing should star in the sequel.
Start
yes.
Her. If it starred her, I would go.
Wing and Meryl Streep in Mamma Mia 2. John Mayer's a big douchebag.
Yeah.
Yes, but why now?
Well, did you read this? Everyone's talking about this interview in Playboy. I didn't even talk about it because he's so self-serving with this edgy John Mayer stuff. He said stuff just to try to get people to pay attention to him by him saying, oh, I'm playing against my sappy, stupid, romantic music self by being this edgy guy.
Right.
So he did this interview in Playboy magazine where he talked about how amazing the sex was with Jessica Simpson and how he loves still Jennifer Aniston. And then he did this thing where he talked about how he had a pass from the black community, a hood pass, he called it, or an N-word pass, he uses in the article.
Is that right?
Because the black people love him. And there's been some backlash.
Sure.
So he was on stage in Nashville this week, and he started talking about the controversy, and he started to cry. Bitch. Up on the stage.
I just wanted to say the N-word.
While he was crying during his public apology to the audience, he said, I completely forgot about people that I love and that love me. I entered into a world of selfishness and greediness and arrogance. I made a huge mistake by trying to be clever. He said that his friends, who are African-American, said they support him, but they're supporting myself as a future grown-up, not the man I am today.
What?
So he's still milking this for all it's worth. He said he might not do any more interviews anytime soon. He might just stick to playing guitar.
Yeah.
Which would have been good advice at the outset.
Yeah, probably best.
I like John Mayer. I think he's a funny guy. I know that you're going to mock me for that. I think he's got a good personality. But it was a stupid interview, and he definitely got in over his head and definitely said things that are indefensible. And, he deserves the backlash.
But he's always been doing that.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a funny guy. I think he's a hey, look at me guy. And he tries to be out there and say wacky things and stuff just to draw attention to himself because he knows his music is soft. And so he tries to be hard and pose for pictures with his shirt off with tattoos and stuff, trying to be something that he's not. And he sits between two chairs.
Yeah.
You know what happens when you sit between two chairs? You fall on your ass,
Kevin. You fall on the ground. Yeah, you do.
That's what happens.
That's true. I've heard you say that.
Yeah.
That's a little
something you can take with you. You can use that.
At the end of it all, I'm kind of a douchebag.
That's right.
There's that, yeah.
Matt Kemp.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Los Angeles Dodger is denying that he's dating Rihanna.
Oh, really?
That's got to sting if you're Rihanna, right?
Well, she didn't deny it when Psycho Mike brought it up to her when he interviewed her a couple of weeks ago.
She didn't really cop to it, but she didn't deny it.
No, she didn't deny it, yeah.
He's telling People Magazine that he's a single guy, and that he and Rihanna are just friends.
Nice.
All right.
And right now he's focused on his career on the diamond more than he is in the dating world.
All right.
So he's giving Rihanna the signal that he may be looking at other beaches other than just the Bahamas to swim in. You know what I'm saying? He might be snorkeling in all kinds of oceans. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put the lime in the coconut.
That's what I hear.
And it's Valentine's Day coming up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're talking to a lot of celebrities about their pickup lines and their best ways to attract members of the opposite sex. And I thought some of them actually were pretty funny. Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees.
Thank God we have his take on Valentine's Day.
For example, said he used to walk around with a pocket full of faux diamond rings. Okay. So just in case he was at a party or a bar, he could say that he would go up to a girl and say, I'm madly in love with you, love at first sight, will you marry me? And he would pull out a cheap ring that looked like a ring, like a knockoff, and propose to her.
Okay.
That's how he would woo the ladies.
That's terrible.
And she would freak out and laugh and giggle or whatever and then, you know, reject him. But that's how he would break the ice.
Okay.
Would you marry me?
Dumb.
Stupid.
Ashley, George Hamilton. Remember the tan guy, the actor, George Hamilton?
Two tan.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars guy. He's got his son, Ashley Hamilton.
Okay.
He's also an actor, sort of. He said that when he was a little kid, his dad, George, who was a single dad, used to make his son pretend to be lost when he saw a hot chick and run up to her saying, can you help me find my daddy? And daddy would be George Hamilton, who would be lurking around the corner.
That's awesome.
To talk to the broad that the little kid ran up to.
Tell her that Strong. I'm the best dad ever. Tell her that. Tell her. That is
a great idea, by the way.
Strong.
I should have thought of that years ago. I should have rented kids.
Yep.
Just to run around and say, oh, can you? I'm lost. Can you help me, lady, with the big boobs?
That's pretty smart.
It's genius.
I like that.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Jennifer Stone, who's on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Woo!
She is 17 Stop years it. Old today. What's it on? Nickelodeon? Disney? What's that on?
Disney.
Oh, you know it.
Awesome.
I can't believe it.
Christina Ricci's 30 years old today. Actress Sarah Lancaster, who plays Chuck's sister on the NBC series Chuck, is 30. China Phillips from Wilson Phillips, also married to Billy Baldwin, is 42 years old today. Josh Brolin is 42. Keyboardist Ray Manzarek of The Doors.
Being terrible has never prevented success in the music business. Look at Biz Markie or The Doors.
Hey, come on with The Doors now.
That's a good point.
He's 71 years old, and talk show host Arsenio Hall celebrates his 55th birthday today. Bean, how do people feel about Arsenio Hall?
All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you. Arsenio Hall, folks. The people love him.
That's right. That's why he's one of the biggest box office stars in the world.
They didn't at the time, but even if they did love him, why would you say that?
That's true.
I can't explain it.
Okay. I'm Ralph Garman.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it on. Come on.
Yeah, get it on. Get it on.
When Adam Carolla told us he was bringing back Let's Get It On, I thought it was a one-day joke.
No.
Every time now.
Get it on.
It's a movement. It's not even just a saying anymore. It's a movement. Where's Adam Carolla t-shirts with Get It On?
We
on
got them.
Adam. You already selling those?
AdamCarolla.com. Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. No, it's not a. It's a mandate. It's a call to action, is what it is.
Okay.
It's not a movement.
Movement okay.
Sounds like you're sitting on a toilet. This right. is yeah. A call nobody wants to that. Action. Yeah. Get it on.
Exactly. Carolla is here, of course. AdamCarolla.com, where you get the t-shirts and catch up with all the podcasts and all the information on the live shows. The next one is going to be next Wednesday, the 17th, at the Irvine Improv. Adam and special guests on stage. It sounds like those things are always a great time. And you continue to do 27 different podcasts that are available for iTunes and also at AdamCarolla.com. I don't know how you fit it all into your days.
Yeah. And the big return to North Hollywood at the El Portal.
Hotel Theater coming up the 27th. That's going to be the big show. It's a theater I used to go to when I was a kid.
No kidding.
When I used to walk to that theater. I used to collect bottles and turn them in and get the 5 cents and get up enough money to go to that theater and then watch like a triple feature. Remember that thing where you'd leave and it'd be dark, but you'd walk in and it'd be light? Remember those days?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Kids don't go through that anymore. Like, we would go into the theater and it'd be like noon.
Right.
And your mom would be like, all right, let's see, it's Saturday at noon. I'll see you Wednesday. And by the way, go ahead and keister a few Rocky Road bars, because I ain't paying the premium that's at the counter.
That's right. I got to be honest, my mom never used the word keister.
Really?
No, not once.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. She was uptight. She wasn't willing to get it on. Fine.
Exactly.
I want to talk about something today before we get to the Week in Rage.
All right.
I was at the liquor store the other day doing what you do at the liquor store. You know, you buy beer. Liquor store's for liquor.
Right.
You can buy yourself occasional soda pop, cigarettes, things like that. But I saw what is in every liquor store, but I never really thought about it. The dusty, low, scary, depressing food aisle. They all have that little itty-bitty food aisle. It's right between whatever the kids, you know, the baby stuff is and, like, the detergent is that little food aisle. You know, it has, like, SpaghettiOs, Kraft macaroni and cheese.
It's my favorite stuff.
But it's dusty and it's low and it hasn't moved in 13 years.
That's true.
And it feels very desperate. Like, whoever's eating in that food aisle, things ain't going well. And how does it work? Like, obviously, there's supermarkets, there's Trader Joe's, there's Costco's. You can go anywhere and get food. Who says, you know what? I'd like to spend $11 for some Chef Boyardee mini raviolis that were canned in 1961, originally meant to be dropped off to the troops in Korea, now here in majestic North Hollywood. And I thought, get rid of that food aisle. It's depressing me.
Yeah.
No one eats it. It's weird. You know why I think it's there? In case there's an earthquake and the guy who runs the liquor store gets trapped.
In there.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a vending machine falls in front of the door and he can't get out.
Right.
He'll have that little cache of SpaghettiOs to live off
but
of.
But even him, wouldn't he want a more updated version of that?
Yes, and in a day and age when you can get food anywhere 24/7, who says, my schedule's so tight that I cannot buy cigarettes and canned spaghetti in two separate places. I must go under the same roof and make that purchase. It's dusty. It smells weird. It's low. I've never seen a person looking at it. Like, you never see a family standing there going, wow, what are you in the mood for tonight? Italian or Italian? What should we get? Boy, I'm famished. Let's see. Nothing like something with a pull tab on it to really get the evening going. Like, whoever looks, you never see a guy looking. He's never buying. What is that?
Yeah.
Why do they have that? Aren't they just using up more of our beer aisle, or more of our booze aisle, or more of our, better yet, like Lowrider magazine or porn aisle? Come on, places. You don't need it. Get rid of it. It's 2010.
Right.
Get rid of the goddamn food aisle.
The truth is, even if they thought at one time it was a good idea, maybe somebody would want to shop while they're in buying booze. The fact that it sat there with dust on it for 13 years indicates that it's not moving. Just go ahead and rearrange.
That's absolutely right. If you can take your index finger and write, wash me, on the side of the Chef Boyardee can, it's time to move it over and move in some Lowrider magazines.
All right.
That's what we need more of.
We do.
We've already solved that problem. Adam Carolla is here, adamcarolla.com, for all his nonsense. We'll return with the Week in Rage right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Susan Miller is an astrologer. She will join us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. I don't get it, but a lot of people seem to be into that. But stick around for that. Also, if you are a female 21 and up Kevin and Bean fan and would like to join us in Hollywood, this is your last chance to get on the guest list for our big party tonight at Bardot. 1-800-520-1067. What's the theme this time, Kevin? What are we asking them to call and tell us?
Why should you go instead of any of the other people on the phone?
Okay, so at this point, we don't care what you're looking for. We care what you're bringing to the party.
Exactly.
Why you make it a better party if you're there. All right, chicks only this time. We only have a couple of pairs left. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls coming up. First, though, it's Friday. The Ace Man is here. It's time for the Week in Rage.
It's time for this week
in Rage.
All right, number three, working down to number one. The things that piss me off most this week, starting at number three, childproof. Childproof everything, you know, childproof with the aspirin, childproof with all the pharmacy vitamins and all that other crap, but childproofing the multivitamin container, I never really noticed. I bought one from Trader Joe's, and I was fighting with it the other day, and I thought, why am I struggling? Why am I using a butter knife to get into the vitamins? And first off, I can't get my kids to eat anything but Jell-O that's flavored like cotton candy. Do you think, really? What do you think is going to happen? Wait a minute. My son's going for the multivitamin. Sweetie, tackle him. Tackle him. Shouldn't you want your kids to eat these goddamn things? And then what's he going to do? Pop one? Mmm, beta carotene. Give me another.
So good.
I can't get enough of the, I can't get enough iron in my body. Come on now. And has it ever happened? Like, has it ever happened where there's a bunch of guys sitting around in a support group? How'd your kid die? Swimming pool. What about your kid? Leukemia? How about your kid? OD'd on calcium. Really? We have to put the childproof thing on the multivitamins. The things that we have to shape them like Flintstones characters so they can eat the goddamn thing.
That's true.
But we don't want them to get at it. And then what about the Flintstones vitamins? Do they have childproof too? No, you're not going to get a Wilma. Well, how does that work? Really? The lawyers have taken over the goddamn asylum,
the
everybody.
Hell. That's true.
And then we just have little pieces of our souls just stealed away as we fight to get everything open. Vitamins, the one thing we argue with our kids to take. I have to mash it up inside a meatball to get my kids to take a vitamin. Oh, childproof too.
By the way, speaking of which, you don't want to take a vitamin either.
I don't want it either.
But you have to go through fighting the bottle to get it.
Yes, it's insane. Everything that comes in a container, poof, childproof lid. All right, watched the Super Bowl, lost a few dollars, as many of your listeners did last weekend. Was thinking to myself, you know, everyone's kind of pulling for New Orleans, like with Katrina and all that, and they've never won a championship and all that, and they have to. But then I thought to myself, really? What about Indianapolis? Have anyone ever been out there? You know what I mean? There's no party. There's no boobies. There's no beads. There's no Bourbon Street. There's no jazz. There's no. You're not having a good time over there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we had a levee break, and I know Spike Lee thinks the feds put some explosives on it and
blew it up
and all that. But he shut up about that, by the way. You don't hear him talking about that. But here's the deal. Indiana sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's a pile of crap. I mean, what are you going to... I mean, which would you rather return home to, even after the levees broke? Still, one place is a pile of crap and the other place is cool, right? Say, who are we feeling sorry for? All they got over there is like, oh, that's where John Cougar lost his virginity in that apartment. That's it. The other place is at Bourbon Street and black guys playing instruments. And by the way, how is it the brothers can play those things? They can't read music, they can't speak, they're drunk, but yet you hand them a trombone and look out.
Yeah, amazing.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Someone should teach those guys to learn music and read music. And by the way, reading music, kiss of death. Your kid's going to suck on the instrument because every good musician can't read music. And by the way, can't read. Yeah. Forget about music. Can't read a street sign.
Sure.
All right, yes. Where were we?
Thanks, John Mayer. Appreciate that. Appreciate your coming.
Number one, seat warmers in cars.
You don't like that?
I thought I did. But I got in my wife's car to drive out to Ontario a couple nights ago, put that seat warmer in. I fired that baby up to full, almost crapped myself. I was so relaxed. I felt so good. And then I thought, you know, between the seat warmer and the massaging seats and the cruise control, I could catch a few Z's on a long ride. You know what I mean? The car's driving itself. I feel 1,000 little tingly fingers on my back. It's nice and warm. I'm going to tilt it back. I'm going to put a little air in the lumbar, and I'm just going to relax. We shouldn't make people that comfortable in their car.
Yeah, it's a death trap.
Pop in your Enya mixtape, you put the seat warmer on, you crap yourself, and you just drift off into La La Land. It's not right. You should be sitting on like an apple crate or something. Really. And then you get that British chick saying like, turn right here. You know what I mean?
Pretty sexy.
Yeah, you should have like Louis De Palma going, hey, wake up. What are you doing? Let's go. 10-2. Focus on the road. Meet head.
But you can't sit on an apple crate if you're driving like 4 hours.
I'm just
five
saying.
5 hours to Vegas.
Between the Conley leather, the heated seats, the massaging, the cruise control that tells you whether you're coming up on traffic.
Sure.
You're driving home from Vegas. You pulled an all-nighter. I'm saying they're begging you. If we have to put a childproof lid on our multivitamins.
Right.
shouldn't we have something to protect people from falling asleep on the road? I'm just saying you're sitting in a Barca lounger that's basically begging you to nod off.
Yeah, it does
you're
sound
asking
like
for trouble.
Cause of death, comfort is what you're really asking for at that point. That's an excellent point.
So what if you clip a truck? You got an airbag in the wheel. You'll be fine. You're not going to end up like Sam Kennison. You'll be fine. Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
He's fine. I mean, he would have been
he's
fine.
He's not fine.
Well, he's all right. Listen.
He's less than
if
fine.
If he was driving to New Orleans instead of Vegas, he would have been fine.
There you go. All right. By the way, AdamCarolla.com is your one-stop shopping for all things Ace Man, including tickets for the live show coming up with Adam and his friends at the Irvine Improv next Wednesday, February 17th. And don't miss his return to his hometown of North Hollywood, the El Portal Theater. Lisa, you may have to go to that one. It's in
a
theater.
I know. It's right around the corner
really?
From me, too. Yes.
Baby.
Heckle.
That is,
heckle him.
That is a Saturday, February 27th. Get the tickets and the podcast at AdamCarolla.com. Have a great weekend, man. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
I learned something very important. I caught up on my Modern Family episodes yesterday.
Okay.
And Manny, my favorite character on all of television, by the way, little kid Manny, taught me something about how tough it is out there for men and women trying to find love.
The universe is cold and loveless.
I mean, that's the problem. Wow. The universe, ladies and gentlemen, is cold and loveless. And we're trying to change all that here on the cusp of Valentine's Day 2010. We are throwing a big party at Bardot in Hollywood tonight. It's Kevin Amin's Last Call Singles Party. We are looking for ladies right now at 1-800-520-1067. 21 and up. You can make it tonight. We want to talk to you right now. Hit it, Steve.
We are going to have our own private Valentine's Day party. Singles only.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean's
Last Call.
Last Call Singles Party.
All right, so what we're looking for is why you make the party better. Not what we can do for you, but where you can do for us, because we literally only have, what, two pairs of tickets left? That's all that's left?
Two or three pair, yes. That's it, total. So
okay. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Christina. She is on line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's see what Christina is offering to bring tonight.
Hey, Christina.
Hey, guys. What's up, Nutcabut?
Tell us why you need to be there tonight.
Well, first of all, I just made you laugh.
Yes.
You know, I bring the party. That's pretty much it. I make it happen.
You bring the party.
I do.
All right.
You know, I walk into a room, people just, you know.
It says here that you just got out of rehab.
I did get out of rehab a few months ago.
Okay. Now, well, that wasn't for drinking, was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
All right,
well,
then.
is maybe the party what you need right now? I'm a little bit concerned, having been to previous Kevin Bean Singles parties, that this is not necessarily a place for somebody who's just right there on the edge coming out of recovery.
You know, I can party without drinking.
All right, let me ask you. That's what I was going to ask you, is have you already fallen off the wagon, or you're fine in that environment?
I did have a few slip-ups. But.
Well, I think it's safe then. I think it's completely safe.
And I think you learned a lot in rehab, and you're making all the right decisions. All right. Thank you very much. Hang on. Let's see what else we got out there, but I appreciate the call.
I love that, her.
I do, too. I mean, she's living on the edge, that's for sure. All right. Why don't we try Margie? I think she's going to put it out there in terms we can understand. She's on line 1. Hey, Margie, right. Thanks a lot for calling. Why do you need to be at the Kevin Amin Last Call Singles Party?
Hi, you guys. Well, first of all, I didn't get out of rehab at all.
Okay. You still in it?
I don't have a problem drinking, so I definitely will make a fool out of myself.
Good.
But I do want to go. I'm a very hot girl. I'm interested in meeting some hot people there, try to get something started, hopefully something good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Usually, I'm hot is all we need to hear, but I don't know. Margie sounds fat to me. What about to you guys?
No. Oh.
Doesn't she sound fat? She sounds fat
it's
to me.
It's the name. Margie's not a great name.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
She doesn't sound fat.
No,
it's an old person's name. Okay.
You can hear fat in the voice. I don't hear it.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So basically, I mean, you know how we think. So we say, what are you bringing to the party? You're bringing hot. That's what you're bringing.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
All right,
I'm
now,
a hot woman.
Here's my one fear, though, is that in general, through the years, sometimes the best looking people at the party are the ones who go, nobody good
There's
here.
No good.
There's no one up to my standard. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
You know what?
Is that you?
Standards, I guess it's sad to say, but they're not that high.
Okay, good.
My past relationship was terrible, so.
All right.
I mean,
okay.
Like, my standards are a little in the middle.
Okay, good.
All right. Hey, look, low standards are the only reason the Kevin and Bean Show is still on the air. So believe me, we're grateful for that. We appreciate that very much. Right? Hang on, Margie. Don't go away. We'll let you know in a minute here. All right, let's talk to Jackie, Kevin. She's on line 9. Jackie actually emailed us a fascinating story, and we definitely wanted to get an update from her. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. How are you two?
We are good.
We're great. Good. So according to your email, and I want to make sure, I want to fact check you here. You're 25 years old, single, a chemist and a model?
Yes.
Hang on a second.
Are you laughing at me?
Yeah, if you don't mind, there is no such thing as a chemist and a model.
There is. I am it. I'm okay. A small molecule synthesis. I work on making breast implant shells stronger.
All
so
right.
They won't
burst. Oh, wow. Okay.
In car accidents and stuff.
Okay.
And I do model as well. I don't know if you have my email, but there's pictures there.
I do. I see. Yes.
I mean, I see the woman whose picture you sent along with your email. Yeah, you see that. But that's not the chemist, I'll tell you that.
You go deep sea fishing.
I was 350 pounds.
You go deep sea fishing. You shoot guns.
Yes, I grew up, my brother's a deckhand, grew up deep sea fishing. I grew up with a bunch of boys, so yeah. I like to have a lot of fun. But as far as tonight goes, I can shake it like a mad woman on the dance floor.
All right, well, okay. I mean, there's something good about that.
All right, I am very intrigued. By the way, so far up to this point, everything I've heard from Jackie makes me love her and think she's a perfect addition to the party. There's one line in your email that concerns me a little bit that we wanted to get further clarification on.
Yes.
How many times have you been proposed marriage to?
Four. Two of them with rings. Two saying, you're the one I want to marry in a little bit of time.
And how old are
but
you?
You're the one.
How old are you?
25.
Okay.
How 25. Is that possible?
And four guys, I mean, you had relationships that were strong enough four different times already that guys felt that they wanted to marry you? That's unusual.
I'm a nice girl, and I grew up with boys, so I like to play and get dirty, and I study, so I'm smart.
Yeah. Okay. But why, I mean, you've turned down four men for marriage. That makes me wonder if maybe you're unbelievably picky.
Well, she doesn't want to be married.
Well, yeah, but do men...
Whoa. What?
You
married one of them?
I married one of them, and that did not last.
I see.
So I'm not incredibly picky. I mean, I wish...
How long did your marriage last?
2.5 years.
Wow.
Okay. Right. Well, you gave it a go. That's about the average here at this station. So,
absolutely.
Isn't it weird? I mean, most women go through their whole lives proposed to once, maybe twice.
Yeah.
You're four times already. You've been proposed to at 25 years old. You've already been proposed four times. That's a very unusual story.
I know. I swear I'm not lying. I think that my picker is broken.
Your picker?
My picker, you pick your guy.
Your guy antenna, right,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
My radar is off.
I was prepared to hate you. I got to be honest. I'm reading your email. I was.
Yeah, really?
I was prepared, but I don't.
I'm so glad that you don't. I love you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. Here's the part I'm having trouble with. You're a model and a chemist. Mutually exclusive.
As modeling goes, super not successful.
Okay. Well, I'm that kind of model.
All right, but just so we can believe the story even further, you're the hottest chemist in the world, though, right? I mean, in the category of chemist, you don't ever come across anyone who's young and hot like you, I would imagine.
There was a girl I went to school with
that was
super smart and super attractive as well, but she kind of turned out to be not nice. Overall, I work with people that are either
dorks.
Indian, dot, not feather.
Sure.
Okay, good. All right, Jackie, you hang on for 1 second. Let's
squeeze
in one
for dot, not feather, as far as I'm concerned.
Dot, not feather, as you know, is one of my favorites. Should we squeeze in one more and then we take a vote? All right, why don't we, let's try Alicia. Maybe Alicia will take us out on in a happy place on line 7. Hi, Alicia. Thanks for hanging on. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Real quick, why would you be an asset to the party tonight?
Because I'm really spunky and I love to dance. And one time, I left a party and I was kind of hooking up with my neighbor at that time. But, and he always used to get drunk and then come knock on my door. But this time I came and actually walked into his house and he was having a family function and I don't remember a darn thing.
Did you ruin the family function?
No, you know what? I don't think so, but everyone kind of looked at me funny the next day.
Hey, when you're finished, come in the bedroom. I'll be naked. That kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of. And I had no idea, and it was really embarrassing.
All right.
That's
fantastic.
I
don't remember it. I guess that's a good thing.
I like the blackout factor. That's always good.
I do, too. Well, look.
Those days, I
Yeah, I tend not to go for that, you know, blackout factor.
I got it's no fun if everyone is a slutty drunk at the party, but we do need a percentage that are.
Sure.
So I think we should definitely consider you.
All right.
So vote now or just put them on hold and they'll do it off the air?
We have to vote. I mean, we have to figure out what we're going to do.
Okay.
Because we only have three pair total.
Okay. The final three pair for tonight. All right.
Yes.
I liked Jackie. I got to be honest. I need to meet me a model who's a chemist. How about you?
Okay,
good.
Her too.
She's fine.
You guys are right on that. All right. Who else did we talk to?
What about Margie? Hot, needs to meet guys. You thought she was fat because of her name.
But I liked her too.
I liked her too. I think Margie's fine.
And then
I hope I'm not proven right tonight.
We had Christina, who just got out of rehab.
I don't know. I like her. I like her attitude very much. I'm nervous. I feel like we're not being good citizens.
We're contributing
to
her downfall.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask Psycho Mike. He's the rehab expert. Is she at a delicate place, and we're going to be to blame here if something goes wrong?
She's ruined either way. I mean, she's only been out of rehab a month or so, and she's already had a couple slip ups. I mean, it's not like she's really working on her recovery all that well.
All right, but we need to pick between her and Alicia, who was the last one that we talked to.
I like Alicia because she's open about the fact that she drinks to blackout.
Yeah, me too. Blackout factor is good.
All right. I'm sorry, Christina, if you're listening still, I apologize for that. But maybe stick with the rehab for a little while longer, and maybe you come to the next party. All right. See you tonight, everybody. Astrologer Susan Miller joins us in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Apparently, she's in the hallways already terrifying people by looking at them and going, hey, you're going to have a lot of kids. And people don't necessarily want to hear that from a crazy perfect stranger, right? But we'll see what she's got to say when she comes in here in a few minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph Garman joins us for yet another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
You're not a celebrity unless you're at one end or the other of a restraining order, I feel.
Really? That's how you've made it?
Yep. That's how you know. You got a stalker and or a restraining order.
Okay.
Last night on 30 Rock, the Valentine's episode, Jenna was upset because her stalker started taking his meds and now was no longer obsessed with her.
She was upset he wasn't still stalking?
Yes. She's like, you know, you're not a celebrity unless you've got a stalker just around every corner. And it was Valentine's Day and she felt unloved because the stalker was, you know, fine. He didn't see lightning bolts coming out of her head anymore, he said.
Wow.
Yeah. So she felt bad.
Okay.
Courtney Love is on the wrong end of a restraining order. She has been ordered to keep away from her daughter.
Oh, no.
Yeah. When the judge took away all of Courtney's legal control over Francis back in December, he also issued a restraining order that he has just extended. Oh. He thought it would be a good idea to keep Francis's mother away from her a little bit longer.
Who's she with? Grandparents or somebody?
Yeah. I believe Kurt's family is to take care of Francis Bean. Courtney has been suggested that she stay away from her daughter through April the 9th.
And by suggested, you mean written in legalese.
Yeah. Frances turns 18, by the way, in August.
And that,
point, she can make her own decision about what sort of relationship she wants, if any, with her mother. But until then, she's under the legal guardianship of Kurt's mother and sister. So no word on whether Courtney will ever be able to see her daughter again, at least while she's still 17 years old.
Courtney's a mess.
Dennis Hopper, meanwhile, this is a weird story. The dude's on death's door, by all accounts, with cancer. And he is divorcing his wife, Victoria, and now he has a restraining order against her.
Hmm.
By the way, the restraining order is that she must keep at least 10 feet away from him at all time.
Not much of a restraining order.
That's horrible. That's still in yelling distance. She'd be pretty annoying within 10 feet, by the way.
That's
outside
in throwing
10 feet.
Distance. You can throw things.
Hey, douchebag. Hey, how's that cancer feel? You mean she'll do that 10 feet away?
I'm 10 feet.
I'd have to work a little
harder. Can't do anything.
Yeah. He's struggling with cancer treatment while he's in the middle of this contentious divorce, and now he's trying to get a custody arrangement with his daughter. They've got a young daughter together, a six-year-old daughter. And she said that he was smoking marijuana on the kid, so he shouldn't be allowed to see the kid. And he was like, it was medicinal marijuana. I'm under cancer treatment. So
that's right. Just
what's I don't understand this. I know that he's trying to squeeze her out of all the cash because he's worth a lot of money, a lot of property. But what's the point of getting custody of a kid if you're going to be dead in 3 weeks? Doesn't the kid just end up going back to the mom after that anyway?
Well, it's about visitation rights, too. She's denying him visitation. Maybe he would like to spend some time with his child before he dies.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's rough.
Yeah. So. Good times. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Good times. Want some romantic news since Valentine's Day this weekend?
Sure.
New Hollywood relationship? Well, not new, but they're back together again. Apparently, Jennifer Aniston and Gerard Butler. Hot and heavy.
Okay.
They celebrated her birthday
down in Mexico this week, and apparently there are photos of them frolicking on the beach. Ooh. Her in a bikini, him with a six-pack.
That's so hot.
Sound like a good match.
Sure.
She's still so hot, as you pointed out this week. She looks better now than she did 10 years ago.
Yeah, she's getting better looking.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, though, I'm running out of patience for her love life. I mean, it has been front and center.
Why can't she find a man, Kevin? Why isn't she married and happy?
I'm saying it's been front and center for 10 years.
Why can't she keep a man?
She sucks, right?
Why can't Jet?
What?
She must suck.
Yeah, that's what I think,
that
too.
Literally.
I think she's a pain in the ass.
She just must be a crappy, just annoying person because she's so hot.
I think she's too strong a woman for you. That's what the problem is.
Is that what it is?
Look, I don't know. She may be good.
Maybe she doesn't
want to
be. Maybe she doesn't want to be married.
I'm just saying, the way she rifles through women, as hot as she is, she's got to just be a major pain in the ass.
She's rifling through women now, too?
I mean, men.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be
maybe
better.
That's the problem. Yeah. Maybe she's rifling through women. We didn't get a chance to talk to our bisexual girl who had to come to the party, by the way. I'm so furious. I'm so upset.
I didn't see that. There was somebody online that was...
we couldn't get her on the phone. That was a problem.
Oh,
she sent us an email. Mike and I both responded. Both wanted to come to the party.
The picture she sent was her kissing another hot chick.
Right.
Yeah.
And she sent us her name and her phone number. So we desperately tried to call her for that break, that segment, to get to talk to her. We couldn't get her on the phone. My penis is so disappointed.
Well, we haven't stopped yet.
Apparently we have.
Well, let's not.
Yeah, we can't make any exceptions, Ralph. I was like, shut up.
Who said that?
The Hags.
Holy mackerel! Speaking of Hags, where is that one?
She had to go. She's working on Brothers and Sisters today, believe it or not.
Okay, you guys still buying that, huh?
Yeah.
I'm working on Gunsmoke. Can I go? Let's all work on shows that don't exist.
I think Lisa has another job and doesn't know how to break it to us.
No, really. I got a guest starring role in Love American Style. Can I go now and record that?
She's lying.
Exactly.
Shows doesn't even exist anymore.
Long weekend.
In the next hour, by the way, in the Showbiz Beat, I'm going to give you a list, a very interesting list in the LA Times today, of TV shows that are on the bubble, that are right on the cusp of cancellation. So I'll give you a list of shows that if you're a fan of, you may want to start watching and encouraging your friends to watch because they are just about to get the axe.
It's frustrating in that they're not all bad shows.
No, a lot of them are great shows. Yeah. Some of the best shows on television are in danger of getting the boot. So,
am I going to have to start mailing nuts again into the network? Is that what's going to happen here?
Yeah. Look, Friday Night Lights is already gone. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah. How dare you?
Let it go.
Today's celebrity birthday is Christina Ricci. She's 30 years old today. Speaking of shows on the bubble, Chuck almost didn't make it back this season. Thank God it did. It's been really good since it came back. The lovely actress who plays Chuck's sister, Sarah Lancaster, is 30 years old today. Chyna Phillips of Wilson Phillips is 42. Josh Brolin, very talented actor, is 42 years old today. Ray Manzarek, keyboardist for the legendary band The Doors, is 71 years old. And talk show host, actor, comedian extraordinaire, Arsenio Hall. Arsenio Hall.
Ooh.
Arsenio Hall is here, looking good.
Ooh.
That's the best.
That was him doing the dog pound. And then
Bean trying to replicate the sound of the guys in the dog pound.
Right.
Who go, ooh, 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 ooh.
That's what I was going for.
Yes. Yeah.
And it came out, ooh.
And then that was followed up by, looking good.
All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man. It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you. Arsenio
Hall, folks. The people love him.
The people do love him. Well, I hope the people wish him a happy 55th birthday then. They love him so much. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Congratulations again to Alex Guavada from Downey. He's our grand prize winner today, and we're going to send him to London to see 30 Seconds to Mars. So that's pretty cool. Congratulations to him, and thank you for listening to the world-famous K-Rock. It is 14 minutes after 9 o'clock.
All right. Get ready for a rocket ride to nonsense, ladies and gentlemen. We are very excited to welcome back our old friend, Susan Miller. She is quite the astrologer. She writes for InStyle, Cosmo Girl, Vogue Japan, so many more.
Now, L.
She also is in town for the 8th Annual Conscious Life Expo, whatever the hell that is, going on at the LAX Hilton Hotel. That'll be Sunday and Monday. Susan Miller will be there at ConsciousLifeExpo.com. What are you going to be doing down there, Susan?
It's right up your alley. It's finding love in a digital world. You know how digital has changed everything?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
You know, is it okay to look at his BlackBerry or
read
her email and all that stuff?
Right.
I mean, it's making it more complicated. We're going to look at that and where the planets are. And then the next day on President's Day, which many people are off, at 7 o'clock at night, I'm going to really map out love for every sign, when to go out, when to stay home, when not to bother, when to really dress up. And
okay. Now, here's the strange thing about Susan Miller. I mean, we've had her on 10 times?
Many times.
Bean and I think it's complete nonsense. But our listeners go crazy.
But it works. I write everything down. I write 100 pages.
Nothing works. It doesn't
work. A lot of people read me at the end of the month.
But let me finish my comment, which is almost always, if Bean and I don't agree or don't believe or whatever, we vote no on the guest. But for some reason, you always come back. We like you.
We like you.
The fact that you're bonkers. We like that. And the listeners call like crazy to get your take on it.
Hey, so. I was with you, by the way, on everything that you said, except today, Susan walked in and she said, oh, Bean, Scorpio, very sexy. And I thought, you know what, maybe there is something to this, and I didn't really know that. Now, Susan,
this is your year for love, though. Scorpio has the best aspects.
Is that true, really?
Yeah. You waited 12 years for a year this good.
Now, there's a
pretty example. Longer than that.
And we're going to your calls, by the way, 1-800-520-1067. Real quick, when people call, you just need their birth date and year, day, month, and year. Is that right,
yeah,
Susan?
And the place, and a specific question, not tell
and a specific
me about
question.
Life,
okay,
you know?
All right. So let's talk about what you're saying, just as an example, since you brought up Scorpio and love. Now, what does that information mean to a guy like me who's been married for a long, long time to the same woman? My love life is not going to change in 2010 any differently than it was in 2009.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he doesn't have a capability. To love.
No. Jupiter hasn't been in Pisces. They are the celestial favorite, but you're right next in line. And it hasn't been there since 1998. And it's in your house of true love and fun and children. This is a really...
Okay.
You can revitalize your whole relationship.
All right. I'm all about fun and children. That's me.
Let me ask you a question. This is very important. Are there exceptions? Because everything you're saying is the exact opposite of Bean.
Well,
kids.
You know what we say in astrology? Like, for example, if some sign like Gemini this year has great career aspects, but the 95-year-old woman will not get the lead in Swan Lake. You have to have it in a parameter.
Okay.
You know?
So you have to have the ability to actually do that thing.
Yeah, and also, you have to leave the house. Nothing's going to happen if you stay home.
We'll see.
Another problem.
You have to try a little bit, but the universe will help you. It's good for planning. It won't happen by itself. You have to do something.
Okay.
You know?
All right. And let me ask you another follow-up question, because you were talking about your event of Valentine's Day at the LAX Hilton. You were talking about how you were going to advise people Sunday and Monday on a love forecast for the next 12 months. Does that mean that there are people out there who should go out more during certain months because of what day and year they were born?
Yeah, we get the information from NASA.
What?
No, we do it by signs, and a very specific, you know, Pisces, which is Michael here in the studio, is the celestial favorite. He is just catnip for women this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't even, he has to leave the house with a baseball bat or a fly swatter. I mean, he just can't help
it. Do women eat catnip? That's my question.
We're going to find out.
All right.
Okay, but Susan, God bless you, but Mike obviously is a young, good-looking kid who's got a sexy job. I mean, everybody else who's a Pisces is not going to enjoy those same benefits.
Yeah, but we've all been to parties where people are coupled up and you're wondering, how did that girl or guy ever
get
a date?
Right.
But they do. They find something beautiful inside.
And it's because Pisces is in your Mars or one of those planets.
But Pisces has suffered more than any other sign last
year. Pisces had a rough year.
2009 was a nightmare.
Was it?
And, it was hard.
Did you predict that? Did you predict
it? I did.
You did, okay.
I did. And...
Let's take one call real quick before the break, and then we'll come back with a bunch more for Susan Miller. 1-800-520-1067. By the way, the website, if you want to see Susan in person and you want the information, is consciouslifeexpo.com. Let's take as a perfect example, let's take Jason. He's on line three. Now, this is the kind of person you're asking for who's got a specific question that we're going to be able to then go back to Jason and find out if you knew what you were talking about, Susan.
Okay.
All right. Jason, you're on the air with astrologer Susan Miller. What information do you want up front, Susan?
Oh, well, first, what's your birthday, dear Jason?
What's going on? I better go to Santa Monica!
Yes, a prank! Our first call's a prank!
Yes. Fantastic!
I love that guy. All right.
What's month, day, and year?
You know, listen, that guy's a prankster. He actually hung up already. Okay.
Oh.
But we could try another one if you'd like.
Okay.
Let's try Rebecca. How about Rebecca? He's on line, she is on line five. Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for calling. Susan Miller, astrologer, is with us in studio. What's your birth date, please?
May 7th. Do you need the year?
Yes.
Oh, 78.
Okay, and do you know what time?
7:07 in the morning.
Okay,
And where?
Born in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Okay. And what's your question?
Well, I've been dating this guy for quite a while. We've been going through a rough patch the last few months. But what has always kind of bothered me is that he's the same sign as my ex-husband.
Oh.
Oh, no. He's the same sign?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But people are always different. I mean, it doesn't, you shouldn't do Rachel profiling. You know, like say, I'm not going to date that sign anymore.
Okay.
What sign was it that your ex-husband was?
Gemini.
Oh, those are the worst, the Gemini.
Oh, are you kidding me?
See, you're Taurus, and you need another Earth sign. You need a Virgo or a Capricorn or a Taurus.
I dated a Virgo for a while, and that was the best relationship I had. Unfortunately, he lived in the totally far city. So.
Yeah, but I know why that happened. You had Saturn in your house of true love. All the little Tauruses were so upset for 2 years. Every time they'd meet somebody, he was married. He was living somewhere else. He had a medical residency. It was like ships in the night. You couldn't get together. That is ending in 2010. You have that 14 weeks of Saturn coming back in April through July. But I'm telling you, you're done with this for the next 29 years.
Rebecca, I'd also like to say, get Saturn out of your house of love or whatever it was. That's not acceptable. You need to move on from that.
I'm a little confused. Before we let Rebecca go, so you're saying she should or should not continue to date this guy who's the wrong sign for her?
Well, she should date him. I'll tell you why. Because he may have a lot of planets in Taurus. I always think you should give a person a chance. You know, don't make, you know,
look,
these...
this works or it doesn't.
Yeah, do you
what
like
do you mean,
him?
Give it a chance?
Wait.
What you're saying works or doesn't. Shouldn't you be able to tell her?
Well, no, because you shouldn't just look at the sun sign. But generally, it's a little harder because Taurus is very touchy-feely and Gemini is very intellectual.
Taurus is all hands as far as I'm concerned.
But
I'm not comfortable with that.
The thing is, like, we're totally backwards. He's much more touchy-feely.
Yeah?
And...
Crank it up, Rebecca.
Well, I wouldn't complain about
crank it up.
That.
Crank up the touchy-feely.
He sounded exactly. Better by the minute.
Yeah, it's on you at this point, Rebecca. All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for the call. We'll take a quick break. Astrologer Susan Miller is here. You can see her Sunday and Monday at the LAX Hilton Hotel. Get all the information at comedyplex.com. And your calls for Susan when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Once a year, we welcome our friend Susan Miller back to the program. She is in town for an event Sunday and Monday at the LAX Hilton Hotel Los Angeles. ConsciousLifeExpo.com is the site, or you can go directly to Susan's site, AstrologyZone.com, to get all things having to do with astrology. Susan has told us in the past that she does private readings, too, where you can check out stuff on the website. She writes books, articles, magazines. She's pretty dialed in. But before we go back to the calls here, Susan, my dear.
Okay.
People get confused sometimes when they hear you're coming in. You're not a psychic. You're not making predictions about what will happen, right?
No, astrology is the study of mathematical cycles, so I can tell you when to act, when to hold back, what questions to ask, all kinds of stuff like that. But it can really up your success rate 10 times if you listen to me.
Okay. All right. Let's take some specific questions at 1-800-520-1067. We just need your birth date to get started. Where do you want to start, Kevin? Who do you like?
Let's start with Joanne. Line four. Hi, Joanne.
Hey, Kevin, Bean, Lisa. Hi, Susan.
Hi, when's your birthday?
June 28th, 1984.
Okay, big changes are in store. Do you know what time?
2:18 p.m.
at what city?
Oh, if it had just been like 30 minutes earlier, you'd be the Queen of England right now.
What city, Joanne?
West Covina.
What was that?
That's in this time zone.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay. And what's your question?
Well, I have a lot of things going on right now, and I work in science industry, and I'm kind of bored with it. So I was wondering,
did you say the defense industry?
No, science. Like
science.
Okay.
Right, and I was just wondering, since I'm kind of over it, if I should do something dramatic, like try to go to law school or.
Oh, you're going to go to law school because you have four planets in the house of higher education at birth.
She does.
Love to study. She's a smart girl. Yeah, she needs a smart boy. I mean, this girl, she's way ahead. Yeah, and I'd love you to do entertainment law, or what kind of law would you like to do?
Well, I was thinking more patents since I already have a really strong science background.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You have Libra rising. You should read for
Wait
Cancer.
Wait a minute. She has Libra rising?
Yes, it's rising on the eastern horizon as she's being born. She'd make a great lawyer. Listen, you're going to do it anyway. It's going to come up right around your birthday where everything falls into place. You have a major eclipse coming up right near your birthday. So your whole life's going to be different from that point on. So go with it.
Good luck, Joanne. Thank you very much for calling. So if you were to take, and they would be able to do this, if you were to find 1,000 people who were born on the same day as Joanne, would you?
Well, she had something special. They all.
Oh, she did.
Carson's born at the end of June, too, Carson Daly. Mm-hmm. So he's going to have all fresh starts and new things come up. His old life is receding away and new opportunities are coming in. And he's going to go with
that. Generally true about every person on the earth.
No, this is huge. This is big. It's his time. Okay. And it's Joanne's time. No, there are times we have
my question was
going to
be, though, if you took those 1,000 people that were all born on the same day as her, would you, you would not be surprised then, it sounds like, to find out a much higher percentage of them would be college educated than of the regular population because of the lineups when they were born?
No, not with personality. No, Cancer is very family oriented generally, but she had a configuration that's perfect for law and study.
I'm so confused. Okay.
I know. I did her real chart, so that's how I knew.
Yeah, Bean, don't try to understand these things. I'm an expert, but you're not.
I know. It's
right, let's
just
go
a mystery.
Let's go to Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Hello.
Your birthday?
December 7th, 1987.
Okay. December 7th, 1987. All right.
Of course, I just want to say I'm really excited right now. Sorry.
Okay. And Brittany was also born in Southern California, so Pacific time zone, Susan. And it says here she was born at 4:07 in the afternoon.
Oh, good. What's your question, Brittany?
A few of my friends and I are starting a record label at the moment.
Wow.
So I was just kind of wondering how that's really going to play out this year. Like, if it's really going to work, if it's going to fall through.
Slam dunk. How do you fail in that business?
Well, we
Never picked a better time in the history of music to start a record label than right now.
Actually, she's got Gemini rising.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So she's got the best aspects for honors, awards, achievement, fame, high profile in the industry, perfect spokesperson for her business.
Okay.
And the eclipses in January were helping her find venture capital. You may have a little problem at the end of June, though, but July is really good and you could sew it up. And that is your timetable. If it doesn't happen then, you still have more opportunity in 2011. When do you want to launch this?
Well, we're in the beginning stages right now as far as, like, you know, business plans and getting all that stuff together.
Put the pedal to the metal, Brittany, because you've got good aspects now. You could really actually lasso a whirlwind right now. Next year be harder. I want you to do it now.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
All right. Yeah, really
fast. Lasso
that whirlwind. That's right. Good advice. Thank you, Brittany. All right, we're out of time for more calls. But, Susan, how does it work? If folks go to astrologyzone.com, they can still get a reading from you through the website or on the phone, right?
That's a little hard because I'm writing so much. I write 100 pages a month, so they'll get a free column for February, then I'm writing March now. And when they come to the expo, we're going to have so much interaction from the audience that it's going to be so special, like nothing they've ever experienced.
Does anyone come to your events that don't believe, like you?
Oh, yeah.
They do.
I even write for people. I always say I write Astrology Zone for people who don't believe. But I'm so specific.
Okay.
To write 100 pages divided by 12 signs. That's a lot.
That's not writing. That's typing, Susan. Let's be honest. Come on. All right. Here's the info again. The 8th Annual Conscious Life Expo is going to be Sunday and Monday. LAX Hilton Hotel, Los Angeles. You're going to be talking about finding and keeping love in the digital age on Sunday. Love in the new year ahead, 2010 on Monday. And, of course, astrologyzone.com. Susan, we'll see you in 1 year, my dear. Great to catch up with you on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 9:45.
That Susan Miller is a whack job, right, guys?
She's the sweetest lady on the planet.
Nice lady. Not saying she's not a nice lady. Whack job, though. Really, it's a snow job going on, right?
No, it isn't a snow job. She absolutely believes it.
I think so.
I know so.
I
know so.
Doesn't mean she's not bonkers, but
she's bonkers.
All right. It's the Kevin Beach Show. Ralph has one final look at the showbiz beat for a week that is almost gone. So what do you got? You saved the best for last?
You want to try
smooth?
Come on.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I have a real quick announcement.
What?
Like
you're
going to
gonna ruin my big intro after all
sorry.
Of that?
That was spectacular. But,
take two.
But I have something else to mention here. I meant to mention earlier this week. I didn't get a chance to. But Charles Connor, also known as Charles the Security Guy here at K-Rock, at our home affiliate radio station.
He's the best human being on the planet.
He really is. He's the sweetest guy in the world and has just lived the life. You start hearing stories from the guy and you realize he is just, he's done it all.
Yeah.
He was the original drummer for Little Richard. If that name sounds familiar to you, it's because Little Richard was one of the first rock stars ever. Back in the days of Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Elvis Presley, you know, when rock and roll got its start, he was one of the guys who invented rock and roll drumming.
He put the backbeat in rock music.
Wop, bop, loo, bop, wop, bam, boom. That's all I got to say.
That's well said.
He has written a book called Don't Give Up Your Dreams, You Can Be a Winner Too. And he's going to be signing copies of that book at the Hollywood Collector Show this weekend, Saturday, February the 13th, and also Sunday the 14th. It's being held at the Burbank Marriott Hotel and Convention Center. And you can go to hollywoodshow.com, hollywoodshow.com for more details. But it's one of these things where a lot of TV and movie stars go to sign autographs and things like that, and Charles will be there signing his book. So if you want to meet Charles, go down and say hi and tell him, keep it funky.
Yeah, I like that.
That's his catchphrase, keep it funky.
And juicy.
And juicy.
Mm-hmm.
I promised you an hour ago I'd talk about some of your favorite shows that are on the cusp of cancellation, on the bubble, as we say in the business. Here are some of the shows, so if you want to save them, you better get moving.
All right.
V, apparently. Well, here's the thing about ABC. They gave us four episodes of V, and then they took it off the air, and then they're going to bring it back in, like, March.
Yeah.
And they're wondering why maybe the buzz has worn off this show, but I liked it a lot.
Is that, they killed whatever momentum was going with those,
those Is that how episodes? You launch a show? That's how you're supposed to do it?
It's not a great way to launch a show, in my opinion.
Okay.
Flash Forward, apparently, also in danger.
Oh, I love that show.
I love that show, too. The Forgotten. How appropriately named is that show? I didn't even know it was still on the air.
I don't even know what that is.
It's,
What's Her Face?
Yeah.
You know, face. What His Face is. His Face.
So what's I don't know who's
Christian
in that.
Christian Slater. Christian Slater plays the head of a crack team of people that find people.
Okay.
The Forgotten is the name of the series.
All right.
Better Off Ted.
Can go?
Can go, apparently.
See, it's funny. Sometimes.
New Adventures of Old Christine. Oh, I wish Lisa was here so she could scream.
I love that show.
Yeah. Apparently is on the bubble. Medium, not doing well over there on CBS, apparently, after it moved from NBC. 24, apparently.
What?
Ratings have not been strong for 24. People talked about its potential cancellation after this season.
On!
Yeah. Heroes.
Hey.
That show's over, right? That show's
over. Way over.
I can keep up with it.
NBC's not saying it, but it's over. Melrose Place, sadly, also in the bubble. You know how much I love that show.
Too much.
Too much. You're right. I love too much. That's always been my problem. I love too much. Life Unexpected over there in the CW. Yeah, that's a goner.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers, Cold Case, Medium. It's a long list. You can find the LA Times on their website today if you're interested. But I just want to give you the heads up.
Mm. Now, a show like 24, sometimes the network will keep on just because of the prestige of it, right?
Yes.
Because it's a great show.
Watch it, people.
Watch it. Today's celebrity birthday is no time. Happy weekend, everybody. I'm out.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're off on Monday.
No time!
We're off on Monday.
Run out of time!
Because of President's Day.
Go now!
We'll be back on Tuesday with Cypress Hill in studio.
What?
How about that?
Cypress Hill in studio with a brand new song that Tom Morello plays guitar on.
Be real, Kevin.
All round!
Woo! Happy weekend!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Bonkers.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
I'm happy to say that. I don't even get that.
Just like the other one.
You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would you?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Why not?
Bonkers.
That's only one problem. Problem number two, 14 to 22 inches of snow! Blowing and drifting!
Why is he yelling?
Roll another one.
Holy mackerel!
Just like the other one.
How's it feel to lose so hard?
This one seems to be about to end.
No!
I don't have another cent.
Ooh, ooh!
Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good!
No!
The universe is cold and loveless.
just passing around.
Wow, she's like famous.
DJ Omar Khan.
I just pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
It's over. It's over.
Oh, please, God.
He just failed the audition. It's time to go.
It's over. The end. I am pulling the plug.
I just sure will appreciate this. I need it more than anything. And that's about it.
I'm Mark Thompson. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Mel. Take care.
Bye-bye. Asshole.